I'm outdoorsy in that I like to drink beer on patios. This is the perfect pool.
Mind the table, you son of a bitch.
You sons of bitches.
That honestly was...
That's staying in. Welcome to the Perfect Four Craft Beer Podcast.
Yay!
Hey!
Get ready to geek out about craft beer like you're as if you're a geek.
As if.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here again to talk about the beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is crafty. Not crafty, but craft. Sorry, everyone.
What's on your mind?
I'm saying crafty is not the good thing.
And look, it's a very special episode. Besides Dave being in the Michael seat.
Hey.
Hello. Dave's back, man.
Hey, man. It's Dave.
Dave's chilling out. He's our taco assistant without tacos.
God damn it.
And without, he snuck in without beer.
That's okay. I brought enough beer for all of us.
Yeah. Who?
Who was that? Very special week this week. A special visitor from the San Diego's area. Whale's Vagina's leading craft beer podcaster. Sorry, 3P scene. I'll make it up to you. Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Hey, guys.
Woo!
Yes, you know, the Whale's Vagina is very hot right now.
Oh! See, look at that.
Hey.
You just missed a note.
That was like 30 seconds into the podcast, yeah. And there's already a beer going.
Matt loves
We've been challenged to drop some gold tonight.
I've heard that there is a... What is there an actual, like, liter? Or how many have you done before? Or do you even know?
I love golds. I don't know. We don't have an actual number. So I'm getting a feeling we might break whatever record that could be on this episode.
I would
for
say
how many beers opened.
Beer hauls, like you've just... brought to us is probably the nights where we have the most, because it's like, oh, I got this to we could try this one.
So you're saying a Rad Stacy episode's in the running.
Rad Stacy, Lady Beer Love, she brought some beer episode.
That was a big one.
Cruz, Mr. Cruz, back in the day, he brought it.
Yep. So we're gonna drink a lot on this episode. People that complain and we don't drink enough, Phil. Stop complaining, at least for 1 week.
That's all you guys had? Was that?
That's all?
Well, we're going to make up for all that.
Right? Tonight.
Thank you, Greg, for coming on. And we're going to get into Greg stuff here. But first, we have to cover what we've been drinking.
Yes.
As I'm pouring a new beer here.
A new old beer.
And this beer that's currently going around, Greg brought this. The Stone Vertical Epic. Is it a 2008 from 2008?
Well, it's a rebrew. It's an 888.
So the Encore.
It's an Encore. So
20th anniversary.
20th anniversary. They're going to releasing, it might be a new beer a month. I'm not exactly sure. But basically, this whole 20th year, it's not just, most breweries do one anniversary beer. They're doing a ton of 20th, quote unquote, anniversary beers.
Yeah. In true Stone.
In true Stone fashion of like, either drink this by this date or we're going to release all these special releases. So you buy them all, right? I mean, that's kind of how that works.
So they have more options for you to spend money.
Yeah. So this is the Vertical Epic from 888. I'm guessing it's the same recipe as before. I don't know. But my buddy at Stone gave that to me to bring up. So
nice.
Enjoy.
So it's an old beer, but it's not aged. It's a fresh...
It's a fresh
old beer,
Vertical Epic, yeah.
Hmm.
Which, if you have the older one, it could be cool or not cool, as mentioned. Yes.
Yeah. If it was an IPA recipe or something with a hop that faded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not but cool, I mean, it would, you know, if you could find an older one to do a side by side, and I'd imagine
that cool.
If there's probably somewhere in Stone's inventory the original 888, and you could probably. Still buy it somewhere and do a side by side.
We need to find that one liquor store that still has left.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I bet we can find it here.
How come this one doesn't say 20th?
Oh my God. Well, even Stone doesn't have it in their. Stone's pretty good about keeping all their versions of their beer, right? Like, they've got a they store pretty well.
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in the back of their cold box they have an original Stone IPA or something. I mean, I would not be surprised if they had that. It wouldn't taste any good, but I mean,
something Greg actually
capped. That's what we're having right now. What the hell? I mean, can you pin a style on this? What the hell is it?
It's like a Belgian IPA.
Yeah, that's the closest thing I could.
Because I'm getting a lot of banana.
Yeah, there's banana. It's like a half
banana.
IPA.
Dave, you ready to get kicked off another page? You haven't been kicked out of a social media page lately, have you?
I haven't, but I can close my Facebook.
You
can't kick me out now.
I mean, I can't tell what style this is.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read this.
Jesus. We don't edit here. Hurry up.
No, yeah, I know.
I'd say read out loud.
There's too much, Greg. There's too much writing on this bottle.
We'll just put the whoosh whoosh in between like we edited.
Does it just say the same five things in the bottle but different terms?
Yeah, you're not worthy, basically.
Well, while we're figuring that out, we have some other beers that we were drinking before we started officially recording the podcast, also known as our tailgating. We had from Tioga Sequoia, a Mocha Midnight Cocoa Vanilla Coffee Imperial Stout. Oh, wait, I think we have an update on this rotoclopet.
Yes, it is a Belgian Trappel.
Oh, look at look at Nick.
I even looked
at the brains on Nick.
The big brains on
Nick. I even looked it up on Untappd right now, and it's pulling up as a Belgian Strong Pale Ale. So,
okay. All right.
That's it.
I'll agree.
There we go.
I agree.
I concur with Untappd.
To me, it's one of those fucking San Diego things. Let's make Belgian hoppy beers and call it cool.
Yep.
No.
Hey, we like some sweet with our hoppiness. Thank you very much.
Right? But they just everybody
pair a donut with it. No.
Well, yeah, actually. Well, shout out to Nomad Donuts. I'll say that.
Whoa. All right.
They have some really
local
good donuts.
Local pro tip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this so much, but it's still beer.
Wow.
And that's fine. That's good. You can have your opinion.
Yeah,
it might be wrong, but that's...
Because I'm not a Belgian guy. I think a Belgian guy might completely enjoy this.
When it comes to Belgian beers, Mikey's the old dude from the Muppets sitting in the balcony. He's like, he's all, it's not bad, but it's not good either.
Beforehand, our pre-show, we were having the Mocha Midnight, and was that obviously that would be your first time, Greg? Is that your first time having a Tioga Sequoia beer?
Yes,
in general.
Is.
Holy crap!
You went big time,
and it's all downhill from there.
You had the Mocha Midnight Imperial Coffee Stout, Vanilla Coffee Stout.
Well, and that's the nice part. So you have the big coffee notes. You get a huge chocolate though, so that has a nice pairing there. But then also you get the vanilla on the back end that then doesn't make it so that the coffee stays around. A lot of times coffee beers have that bitterness that stays with you in the back of your palate. Mm-hmm. The vanilla will clean that right off. So I think it's an amazing beer. And how old is it?
That it was at least 3-4 months.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a stout, right? So it can probably age for quite a while. But
yeah, and we have rather cold conditions when we sell our beer, so they don't really move a whole lot. Move and change.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, no, it's
all right. We sold somebody.
Nice.
The two things I could
a real
attribute
San Diegan.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, start high, right?
Yeah, don't show them IPAs first though, because I mean you're in the mecca for IPA.
Well, let's just say that I have had some IPAs on the East Coast, smaller breweries and small towns, and so as long as it's not worse than those, then I'm okay. I'm sorry, I'm coming out really pretentious right now.
Dick, I've had it all.
I've had it. We also had just outstanding IPA, which is mysteriously popped up in Fresno, Kern River, just outstanding IPA, a kind of legendary IPA, and around these parts, Kern River is the Citra is a huge beer, a whale beer. And the just outstanding is their core IPA from Kern River. But for some reason, we don't even though it's close to us, we don't get Kern River here. But now it's started, this week it's popped up in Fresno for some reason. Have not figured out why.
Dare I say Kern River is kind of like the Alpine Beechwood this side of L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For the Central Valley. Yeah. Central,
line-worthy beer.
For Central California. Mm-hmm. Kern River is that, yeah. And now, but no, even with this, all this beer knowledgeable people here, we can't understand how, at this moment, Kern River is seeping into Fresno, but we're glad.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick brought a couple over here.
Once the dirty hippie shows up, though.
Ooh, that dirty hippie's good.
Dang.
But it's always a solid IPA. Is this the only thing you've had from Kern River, Greg, or just outstanding? Have you had the Citra?
You know, I'm trying to remember. I don't believe I have. I think this is the only beer I've had so far from them.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have a Citra on the shelf over there.
All right.
Is there any left?
Let's try it.
You might be able to swish a little water in there and get something out of it. Yeah.
We're recultivating the yeast in that bottle.
There you go, yeah.
Greg was very gracious and brought us a lot of San Diego beers, but we've had a couple already of Twisted Manzanita. We had the Chaotic Double IPA and the Prospect Pale.
Yeah, shout out to Dan, man. Thank you, Dan, for
thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Giving me a box to bring up here.
They're in the East County of the San Diegos.
Yep, Santee. Which you wouldn't normally go to that part of San Diego at all, except now there's breweries there. So.
Come, we have beer, yes.
And I think they have Sonic drive-thru. There you go.
I think Bill the fucking science guy introduced us to that, to a Twisted Manzanita, because I think he's in Hemet or something, isn't he? Somewhat
Temecula?
Close. Temecula, yes. You're right. And so it's kind of close. So I think...
Ish. But yeah,
they think I think for whatever reason they get a lot of it. So that seems like that's where I first started seeing it. And now, we get a couple of Twisted Manzanita things here.
I mean, you know, they had a rocky start, like a lot of breweries did. But Dan's really trying to dial everything in and get those recipes redone and, you know, get them good and going. So,
sweet.
You know, I think they're getting a lot better over the years. So,
nice. And then from Benchmark Brewing, their brown ale, San Diego, California. What can you tell us about Benchmark?
I think they're about 2 years old. They're in the Grantville area, so they're over off of Friars and Interstate 15, kind of over by Qualcomm Stadium.
I know that. I've been there.
They've had, like most breweries, they had a few good beers out the gate, but they've really slowly been getting better, and they're one of the ones that no one talks about. But if you know them, and you know they have good beer.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not out there,
right?
You know, basically like the anti Saint Archer, you know, sort of.
We love
that's
them.
Good to hear.
We now love them.
We know they're not our favorite San Diego brewer.
Yes.
Matt Aiken does some really good stuff over Benchmark, so. I saw that on the shelf, or in the fridge, I should say, at Vine and Vine. Shout out to Joey.
Ooh, all the name dropping.
Yeah. Well, they all listen, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's appropriate.
So I saw them, like, I'm getting that, because it's something that is probably not on your radar at all, because they probably don't serve up here.
I think I've only heard Benchmark from you or 3BZing, one or the other. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And coming out with a solid brown ale, that's pretty cool too. A territory not often
right. Yeah, we talk about a lot after. How people don't use the brown ale enough.
Yeah, and their biggest one is table beer. Table beer is their Belgian ale, which you probably wouldn't care for.
Mikey's all over that.
I'm going to stop listening for the next minute.
There's some more Belgian over here if you want it.
Get it away, pal.
And actually, it was one of the finalists in the Sorai Cup Awards that my co-host Brian does. So didn't win, unfortunately, because Speedway was in there, so yeah. But they are now the Sorai Cup Hall of Fame because they've won twice now in 3 years. So they are no longer eligible for Speedway.
Nice,
but I love Benchmark. So if you happen to be in San Diego or thereabouts, get it.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a new beer? We don't. Oh, I've got one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. I've wanted to try this one.
And This one's been the hotness this week.
Number two.
I've seen this the most on social media all week, and then Fig Garden, Fig Tree Liquor had this. Nice. It is the IPA from Oscar Blues, the Blue Dream IPA, and I was happy to see that.
It's a sexy can.
Fig Tree had it.
It's an interesting can.
A lot of people are going crazy on this on the social media, so I'm like, well, all right.
Yeah, I bought one because, again, like you were saying, I saw it everywhere on Instagram. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'll get one and see how it is. And I like it.
We've got two here.
We've got two. The can.
I'll wait till everyone starts tasting before I give my opinion on it.
I finally have had a Pinner that I like from... which is their throwback IPA.
I haven't had that one yet.
And I've had it in cans a couple of times, didn't care for it, but I'm impressed with what I'm have in front of me is what I'm trying to get at.
I'm having trouble with the label. It's a different...
Smells great.
It's a little bit different from the regular Oscar Blues creative artistic graphics, but it reminds me of... it reminds me of Mega Man.
Looks like a Boston album cover.
No, like the Nintendo game.
Oh, right, yeah, you're right.
It reminds me of a video game cover more than a beer.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it has a waves from the ocean on it, I think. The problem is it says OB on the side there. Of course, from San Diego, we're thinking Ocean Beach, which is also where Pizza Port is. So, that's what I think. But, there you go. But no, it's a really good IPA.
Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
Because I would say their best hoppy beer that I like from Oscar Blues is usually the Goodnight.
Oh, yeah.
And you usually have a Goodnight when you have one of those.
Or six. Dude. One or six.
Yeah. How many Goodnights am I going to have to get through tonight?
Depends. If you're on a first date, it might be a lot of them.
Wow.
Dating in the craft beer scene.
Is this the one with the hop? Which hop is the one that's the cat pee hop?
Oh, oops, that's probably too loud. I don't want to say it's not Cascade, is it?
Cascade. Yeah, usually.
Because I'm thinking this is. I'm getting that. See, I'm a little underwhelmed. Like, I think I got hyped up for this one too much because
that happens a lot with the
I'm not liking it that much.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more of a if you had to corner it, it's definitely more of the lemon grassy hop spectrum in my opinion.
Well, I liked it cuz I thought it was just easy drinking.
Yeah.
It is easy drinking.
Again, when you're sitting in a 90-degree house, that's very nice.
You're probably not drinking a smoked porter.
Or an imperial stout.
You're drinking this IPA. I can totally agree with you 100%.
So, Greg, as a listener and patron of Perfect Pour, you are very aware of what the next question is. Being a first time on the show...
How do you like your bacon?
How do you like your bacon?
A little chewy with a lot of fat.
Oh,
all right. No, bacon, not women.
The correct answer would have been all.
All? Yes, all.
How do you like your bacon?
All every of it. Bacon. All
of bacon. What were you drinking before you discovered craft beer, and what's your gateway beer?
Okay, so, this is one of those things that I never drank beer at all until about... 4 to 5 years ago, because I happened as a 16, 17 year old, I worked at a bowling alley. I was the customer service guy that walked around, cleaned up after you and got you your crap and all that shit. Mm-hmm. So
you got sick of beer.
I got sick of cleaning up people's pitchers of Budweiser that spilled all over the lanes. Mm. And one person did it twice in one night.
I'm sorry about that, man.
No, so I literally thought all beer smelled and tasted, I'm guessing, like that. Right? I went years, drank hard liquor, drank wine, all that stuff, right?
Fuck you, beer.
Basically, yeah, because I figured everything was like that. If it smells like that, no way, right? So, but my, 4 or 5 years ago, a buddy of my coworker, who lives in OB, and so he was over by Pizza Port. Like, dude, no, seriously, there's lots of good shit happening. You know, I'm like, really? Why? You know, how? Like that? You know. And so I, you know, started trying. I don't remember my first beer. All I could think of, I believe it had to have been like a Hef or a Wit beer, because you know, you kind of start in the low key, not super hoppy, kind of sweet, fruity, that kind of stuff. But I do remember, I do remember going through progressions, like any kind of beer drinker does, right? You start with the low key stuff, like the Hefs. Like I was really into Bavarian Hefs. I still drink them every now and then. But then you upgrade to porters and then stouts, and then you go to, of course, hoppy beers. And of course, San Diego, we have way too many hoppy beers. I'm still not a big fan of West Coast. I don't do the super crazy bitter, like it's in your mouth an hour later kind of beers. I like single IPAs. I like session IPAs, and then I jump to doubles and triple IPAs because of the malt backbone on those.
Okay,
because that can counteract the super hoppiness of it. So
interesting. San Diegan, that's not...
Yeah, born and raised, but I don't do the West Coast.
IPA is not the number one.
No, I don't.
But that's still your style as session and IPAs.
I still find myself ordering a lot of IPAs, yes. if they're done well. I mean, they have to have a citrusy or even a lemon backbone to them. There has to be flavor behind the hops. There can't just be hops.
Yeah.
That's kind of my profile. But, you know, again, luckily we have lots of choice, to go through. But as far as...
I hear San Diego has 100 and something breweries.
115, but yeah. We had to drop one recently.
Are you sure it's not 116?
It was.
Are you sure it's not four?
Have they all been bought
like
out?
Fresno? No. Oh, yeah, that too.
But no. Yeah, but on the same note, though, my go-to beer is still like an imperial, barrel-aged imperial stout, the older viscosity from port. I mean, that's still my, like, if I, want to have a special beer, that's my special beer. So, I know it's $18 for like a 475 milliliter, I think, or something like that, whatever.
Oh, the barrel-aged version.
It's
right?
The barrel-aged. It's older viscosity.
I was going to say, viscosity. Like, Fig Tree has a viscosity.
It's old viscosity comes in the bombers. Okay. Older viscosity comes in the quart.
The Almanac-sized bottle.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that bottle.
You can't get the cork out.
The Almanac bottles. Don't like that size. Don't like them.
Not going to do
it. Because you pay $10 for them?
Not going to do it. Not gonna have the Almanac bottles.
At this juncture.
I don't like the Pliny bottles. They don't fit on the shelf properly. I don't have a George Bush, sorry. I'm just doing a bad version of Dana Carvey's George.
That was not bad. Actually was pretty good.
Bush.
Oh, original. The president's OG on the Bush. Podcast.
Oh my God, it's a president, bro. I don't know what's happening right now.
It's the president, bro.
And this podcast has hit a new low.
Oh my God, I have something to play for you guys.
We have more beer to open up. What the hell?
Yeah, we have more beer. I have something to play for you. I hope you guys have not heard it yet, because
we're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
Shift it forward.
Now we're gonna shift it in reverse. Let's get a new beer going.
It's a YouTube video. We'll show you.
Yeah, we'll show you. We'll put it on there.
During the break. Oh,
during the break. We don't take breaks.
You don't have breaks. I have breaks.
Yeah, you guys take breaks. Let's tell us about your podcast, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so San Diego Beer Talk Radio. The original plan was basically to interview anyone San Diego craft beer. So it can be a brewer.
How would that be possible? I mean, really.
We have no one. I just interview the same person like every other week.
Hey, Brian, you busy again?
Yeah. Brian Mitchell, I love you. Anyways, we interview brewers, owners, even, media people, just people in the craft beer industry. We've done bars that are craft beer bars. We've done bottle shops. We did Regent's Pizzeria recently, which is a pizza joint. They do Chicago and New York style pizza. They do hot wings, and they do like some hot wings, like super hot wings. So
hot,
it's the hottest wing ever.
That's
seen.
Hot.
Yeah, they have scorpion wings. They're 2 million Scoville units, which are nuts.
Wow,
that's 1,000 more than Joaquin Marietta.
Yeah,
cool. Whoa.
Oh, look, Dave's got a mic
whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. I think that was God.
Hey, can I just want to say thanks for letting me out of the fridge. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, we'll let you have some light, at least a little bit. I mean, but no, we just interview everyone, you know, Sangu Craft Beer, man. We have so much to do. Like, we have upcoming on an episode we're going to record pretty soon is Brown Bag Beverages. They're a local distribution company. They do very small breweries and so forth. And, you know, it's about the love of craft beer in general. So, you know, it's not just the brewer. There's a lot of other people out there, like Joey from Bind and Vine. I mean, we've already mentioned him. It's, you know, there's whole... People don't think of it, but craft beer is not just a brewery. There's tons of other things that go along with it. Yeah, exactly. And I like hearing it from all aspects of it. You know, like he properly, you know, cellars his beers. Everything is in everything that needs to be in a fridge is in a fridge. If it can be room temperature, great. Like a Belgian or a, you know, barrel aged beer, that's fine. But IPA has got to be in the fridge, period. So if you go to a bottle shop or a liquor store that has IPAs and they're on the shelf and they've been on the shelf for two or three months, you probably shouldn't buy that. you know, so it's just stuff like that. I mean, it's the love, and that's kind of what it is. You know, there's all these stupid websites that say who the best craft beer city is and all that kind of crap. And you know what? I don't care anymore because, you know what? I know what we are in San Diego, mm-hmm. and I know we love it. And everyone is, for the most part, everyone's fucking happy and great and they're, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we had one sellout, which... I want to push them out. But anyways, you want my honest feedback. You know, it's great. And I just love it. And that's why I did the podcast. I mean, same reason for you guys, man. You know, it's you do it because you love it. Right? You're not getting paid. I mean, you guys are recently sort of getting paid, right, with your Patreon.
Right. No, we're in it
fund
for
the Patreon.
We're in it for the $40 a month.
There you go. Actually, you guys eclipsed 50, right, just recently?
Yeah, bro. I mean, we're swimming in it now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I see it right here. I see bags hanging from the walls right now.
Bags of cash.
Sweet. I can finally cut mine back a little bit.
Dave, damn it, Dave. Don't cut back.
No.
We need your $10, Dave.
But no, you know, it's for the love, man. That's why, you know, I fund your Patreon because fuck it. I love it, man. It's the whole thing is great. I mean, seriously, man, we sit here, we talk beer, we drink beer. I mean, shit, dude. People always tell me, why didn't I think of doing that? Well, why didn't you? Yeah. I mean,
it's not too late.
No, and you know, no, I mean, late. You know,
once people realize you have to do it, every week,
it's a lot of
people, only 5 people are listening to my first show. Oh, I thought, you know, thousands of people are going to be there.
Where's the millions of followers?
Yeah, it's hard work. Yeah, I'm not going
to complain. It's hard work to get people to listen.
I hashtag Taylor Swift. Why isn't everybody following
me? Wait, is that? Never mind. I know who. I know exactly who that is. another beer podcast person. Anyways, no, but it's a lot of hard work, man. But you know what? You
love it. Three BZ, and you just love your Taylor Swift.
He loves his Taylor Swift, man.
I haven't figured out whether he's being ironic or not.
I know. He sells it so well.
I don't know. I really don't. I think maybe he really likes Taylor Swift.
I think he does. I can't, and I still can't figure out Cody. Literally, I cannot figure him out.
Cody. Talking about the other, your competition.
3BZ. But that's just it. It's not competition.
Choo-choo-choo. Yeah, not our competition.
3BZ and exclusive. Yeah, we don't have competition here.
Okay, he's not your competition, but there's the last slice of pizza. Do you give it to him or do you take it for yourself?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I would cut it in half, and I would take the non-crust piece.
Ooh. Oh, so you would cut it.
You're cutting it the wrong way.
Yeah. How the hell do you cut your pizza?
Well, I cut it in the... Never mind.
Is there another San Diego beer podcast, related podcast, other than 3BZine and you guys and SD Beer Talk?
Not that I know of, no. Right. I think we're cornering the market.
I don't think there's a Portland one, which is crazy to me.
Well, not strictly craft beer. I mean, maybe. Not that I found. I haven't looked, but
haven't you learned anything from Portlandia? They don't talk about craft.
I know.
Well, they also don't like San Diego.
Portlandia will not reference craft beer. Damn it,
Portland. They don't like Oregonians. Don't like California.
They don't like California.
No, not at all.
No, they do not. I know this firsthand.
It's because we pump our own gas.
Yep.
Well, apparently, I think we're stealing their water too. I don't know, but
no. We're not.
Well, maybe we are. I don't know. Mm-hmm. San Diego, we steal all the water from everyone.
You steal.
Yeah, we're taking
Colorado.
You got 115 breweries to fund.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They
all
need
that brewery
water.
Washing all your kegs. You fucking yeah, I don't know. Why, son of a bitch.
Yeah, why would you wash the keg? Just, clean the kegs. Just let the shit in the keg stay there for the next beer.
We're
then
running out of water. Use the Argan water to clean the kegs. I don't care. That's
water.
Not right. I don't give a shit.
When you're out of Oregon water, get Bud Light.
Yeah, get some Bud Light to clean the game.
That's true. Actually, it does pretty well for cleaning out cups and stuff. No.
Let me clean my club out. You got any Bud Light?
I need something that's very neutral in flavor that won't taint my glass and clean it out. Oh,
there you go.
Oregon water.
It's also sterile. All
right. We gotta try and do a record for this episode. Oh, so yeah. All right,
let's go. Let's go.
One.
Go. Go. Go.
Let's go. 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 Go.
Peter Brewer, what we got here?
I got either the Ninkasi Special Release, the Milk Stout Cold Brewed Coffee Noir.
Yes, please.
Or another Twisted Manzanita, their Indian Pale Ale. Was that one popped open before I got here, or no?
Yeah, I don't know if the single IPA was popped. No, the single was not popped open earlier.
So single IPA or the other spectrum, Milk Stout. That's
milk stout.
Or we could just do both.
Milk stout. I love milk stouts, milk bro. Stout. I'm all about milk stouts. Nice.
I could go home now. I've done my job. Mikey's.
I love gold.
Yeah.
Mikey's choosing a milk stout.
Number three.
That was pretty.
It started good.
And why did I give Dave a mic?
And then fizzled out.
Here's your mic back. Give me the mic, Dave, for 10 minutes. No mic.
Back in the fridge.
Go back in the fridge.
Is it time for a one question or game? Please tell me it's time for a one question.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Now's the time for a one question or game.
All right.
Or game.
As you guys may have seen in recent beer news, there's a couple of bands that have released or have or are releasing beer.
Oh.
So my question is, chances are you probably like one of the bands more than the other. They're not very descriptive about the beers, other than they're just kind of lame. But AC/DC has released a premium lager. It just says German beer, Australian hard rock. I don't know if that might be the brewer or not, or just they are Australian hard rock. And then Metallica is getting a specialty label of just Budweiser.
Right.
So my question is...
Only sold in Canada.
You go to the bar... And they either ask you AC/DC or Metallica. Do you go because of which band you like, or do you think one of the beers is better than the other?
I gotta say AC/DC. Just on principle alone, because the Metallica is AB InBev. It's still Budweiser, no matter how you paint the can.
Yeah. Okay.
So I gotta go the AC/DC beer.
Yeah, AC/DC. Yeah. Mainly, probably because of the brewery, I would say.
The AC/DC is an Australian brewery. And like, that sounds cooler than Budweiser, so. Mm-hmm. And the can looks pretty cool, too. I saw that.
Cooler can.
I've read
both
a report.
Both cans look actually cool.
I've read a report before. Somebody did a news story on all the different bands that have released alcohol and how they're relatively mediocre. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't think Slayer from Ninkasi is necessarily... actually to deal with Slayer, but
it's a tribute. Yeah,
but I think that was like the best rated out of all of them because it was a good beer. Everybody else was just like premium lager in that band's can. That's what all the other bands have been doing.
Or no, Iron Maiden beer.
Oh yeah, the Trooper Ale.
Yeah, the Trooper Ale, which was
and the Guar beer.
And the Guar beer.
But yeah, none of them ever been rated too high.
Barbecue.
So, but that was just I wanted to throw that Or game out there. Those are two relatively cool bands that have been around for multiple decades and
right. Total shelf can.
Mm-hmm.
Collector of peace.
Just next to your Harley Davidson beer.
Yeah, next to the Harley beer. And the Billy beer.
So we got this Ninkasi Milk Stout going around. What are you guys thinking about this?
This is phenomenal.
This is quite damn good.
It's good. Very, very good. And it's the exact opposite. Not the exact opposite, but it's contradictory to the coffee stout earlier because the milk, the lactose and so forth just kind of calms everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much more easy drinking, even though I will say the Taiga Sequoia was like 11%, right?
Yes.
So it tasted.
Sort of has to be.
It tasted like 9%.
This
I would
is
say.
A special release from Ninkasi, the Noir. Didn't you bring this, Nick?
No, this is Big Game J.
Oh, Big Game J. Where did he get that?
His magic powers. Probably fucking Bakersfield. That's probably where he got it.
Because of all the magic.
Fucking
did you stop in Bakersfield coming up here, Greg, because of all the magic they
say
have?
No. Say no.
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 No. Don't say you did. So Greg is here basically because of us, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us, man. We're cool. And now you're about to do your Fresno journey. You haven't done any Fresnoing yet, really, have you?
No, I got to the hotel, laid on the bed, and conked out, which is, you know, I feel like an old man, but, you know,
that's
whatever.
Fresno visiting.
Hey. Yeah.
You're doing it right.
Okay, okay, good. Okay.
Right. Hotels are awesome for that. So, but tomorrow you've got a task of getting into the Fresno beer scene, so you're looking forward to this, I hope.
Even though it seems like the Fresno beer scene doesn't start till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you can. There are some lunch places we'll give you. True. You can go to.
Yeah.
If you want to do a little drive going up the hill to Southgate, would be a nice start.
Yeah,
to your
they open at definitely. 11 a.m. They have good food and good beer.
Then I will do that. I already drove 6 hours. I can drive a little more for good beer.
Mountains.
Food.
Although I hear it's smoky in Oakhurst right now because of the rough fire,
a little ashy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, your burger will be a little smoky. That's all.
That's okay.
Hey, smoked meat's good.
Yeah. So I guess we should cover before we get into voicemails. We should cover the Golden Road being bought,
which was a hit.
It was a hit for us because I was a Golden Road beer fan. We did on our Periscope, we knocked down about 5-6 Golden Road cans off our can.
Yep.
And in the bleachers here, rafters, I'm trying to say. What are you doing, rafters? I don't know. So this one hurts, and I guess a lot of people are like, I saw that coming. A lot of people, and I just didn't. Now once people say that, I'm like, yeah, I saw that coming too. But really, I didn't see it coming. I didn't know.
I didn't even know till I got here. You guys were already taking cans down.
Yeah, you're like, why are you hitting Golden Road cans?
I was driving up. And, yeah, I didn't know crap.
AB InBev, Budweiser has bought Golden Road, Los Angeles' Golden Road, with the 30-year-old woman that runs the brewery, CEO. I don't know. Is she a brewer or is she just owns it? I don't understand.
There's a video
of her and the guy that runs Budweiser's craft beer department, and they're just hanging out talking about the buyout, and she's just all, yeah, I'm just a girl, 30-year-old in my high heels, you're sitting here in your Birkenstocks, so tell me, why did you want to buy Golden Road? And like, he's just like, yeah, you guys look cool, and thought we'd buy you.
Because they want one brewery in every location, you know, so they're going to buy, like I said, they bought one in Seattle, they bought one in Portland, they bought one in L.A.
The West Coast, the last month, California has just been inundated with buyouts.
I'm sure AB InBev tried to buy St. Archer. Coors probably just came up with a better price.
Yeah, and AB probably tried to buy Firestone. They probably tried to anybody. They probably tried to buy Lagunitas. They probably hit all of them.
I mean, basically, what's left for AB InBev is San Diego and San Francisco.
This is like a new segment for starting this week. Like, everyone should lay down odds on next week's show. Who will have been bought out and by who?
I know it's been like four straight shows of somebody.
Fantasy
craft
beer.
Something.
I'm putting $5 down on Ballast Point. Someone's going to buy Ballast Point.
But where does Ballast Point's money come from?
But think about this though. Ballast Point is now beyond beer. They're doing liquor too. Mm-hmm.
They got to have their own money though.
If anybody buys Ballast Point, I'm saying it's White Labs. I'm saying that's the next collab.
Yeah, they are friends.
I'm trying to think of next. Like, I'm thinking somebody like Ninkasi or
really?
Like, I don't know their culture. I'm just like,
yeah.
6 Point seems like okay, somebody
I can
that,
see that maybe.
Somebody that looks. It seems like it's if somebody looks slick from the get go, like their marketing, their beer, everything's just right out of the gate looks pro and slick. Then that just like
modern times.
Then Budweiser.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Those guys of modern times wouldn't do that.
I don't want to think it.
No, nobody wants to believe that.
But I don't think so.
I heard them on your show or 3B Zine. I get yours sometimes. I get when you have guests mixed up. But They had the. I think it may have been 3BZ.
I think
Modern
it was.
Times
yes.
On.
Yes.
And he doesn't sound like a guy that would do that. But Tony McGee doesn't sound like a guy that would do that either. And he fucking did it.
But you have to understand, a lot of these brewing companies that have been bought up recently, it's either they've been around for 20, 30 years, or they've been around for 4 years. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of in-between breweries that have been bought up recently. Even Elysian was at least 10, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm just trying to think of, like, what's next now?
Tiger
Sequoia.
What about Drake's?
Drake's does feel like a...
Yeah.
Feel like somebody that could be bought.
I don't see a San Diego brewery selling out anytime soon. Just
no more, like, St. Archer was the one.
Now, what I see in San Diego is I see San Diego breweries buying out San Diego breweries or merging.
So a lot more Green Flash Alpine.
I think that's going to happen within the next 1 or 2 years, I think. I think we're going to see
you
a lot more.
You think Stone would buy somebody? Like,
Stone might
have the cash. Now,
Stone, the problem is there's no brewery in San Diego really that has the same ethos as Stone. So I just don't see them buying someone because their culture would clash. Like, Stone is Stone, and that is Stone. I mean, it sounds weird, but you know, it's like why Greg Cook is stepping out as CEO, but he's still being executive chairman because he still needs to be there to be Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to still push the Stone brand and the arrogance of the whole thing. I'm sure Mitch Steele could do it, but I talked about this, I think, on the anniversary show, but I just hope that they choose a good CEO. I really do, because I hate to have them fall because of a bad choice.
And I don't think I would see Greg letting that happen.
Like, no, he would kick the CEO out, I think, if it was the wrong choice. Mm-hmm. I think he would, because he would have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, which I like.
But Stone's never being bought. Well, at least as long as Greg is alive, Stone is never being bought. I don't think Ballast Point would get bought.
Pizzaport.
It would. No. There's no way.
Who was that? I missed it.
Pizza Port.
Got it.
I could see them selling off Port Brewing, though.
Maybe.
Oh, Port Brewing, yeah.
What about, like, Mike Hess? I don't know what they're...
That...
Mike Hess is more likely to become the next, like, Gordon Biersch than it is to be...
Yeah, that's true. I just have a lot of restaurants everywhere.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
Cool guy. Great guy. First episode for me. But, but yeah. Yes, he is growing. They opened the OB tasting room.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say what happened there as far as... I have a little background on that, but yeah. I won't spoil it. Sorry. Ish. Sorry, people.
teaser.
But yeah, I just... If a San Diego brewery were to sell it right now... It would be compounded on the St. Archer sale. Like the anger and the sadness and the hurt would be compounded on the St. Archer sale. Not that there's a lot of people in San Diego, like me, for instance, that don't give a crap about St. Archer anymore. Never did, never really have.
Right.
I don't really care. I don't want to really talk about it anymore. Even, but that still would, it's still going to compound if San Diego does sell out to another, you know, big beer brand. What I will say on the flip side completely, I am super excited for McKellar to come in and take over the old Alesmith location and be in San Diego, because I want him to bring some kick-ass German beers, you know, or, you know, European beers into San Diego, because that's one thing we don't do very well. There are a few breweries that do German-style and Belgian-style beers, but I want McKellar to come in and just kick-ass.
Yeah, is McKellar, do they have, like, full board plans, like tap room, all that stuff, I assume?
So they're taking over the old Alesmith location. So Alesmith has moved to a new location just about a mile away from their old tasting room and brewery. And what is actually happening is Alesmith is keeping the ownership of that building, and they're leasing it to McKellar. But see, the thing is, McKellar is a nomad brewer, meaning he's never had an actual brewery. Okay. He's just been going around Europe and going around the world brewing and then releasing these, you know, beers depending on whatever brewery he's, you know, partnered with. This is gonna be his first, I think, or I could be wrong, but this might be his first actual, like, location. Right.
Mm-hmm. I know he has there's the bar in San Francisco.
There's a bar in San Francisco,
right, okay, yes.
And there's something in Japan.
Yes, you're right. I think in Tokyo, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong on that. But what I hope is I hope he does not succumb to San Diego's beer styles. I hope he does not.
I'm going to do what I pay too.
Exactly. I hope he does not do that, because then it's just another freaking brewery in San Diego.
Has anybody done that, though?
It'll be a hotel room for his gypsy of styles, is what we're.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that. So I want to focus my energy on something like that versus, of course, all the buyouts, which just sucks because they just seem to be happening every freaking week now.
Yeah, I call 2015 the mass craft beer mass exodus. That's my that's my saying.
And all I can picture is Slugworth from the old Willy Wonka. That's the guy from AB InBev. He goes and whispers in their ear, "We want to buy you out." That's the guy who's making all of the money happen.
Nice. Nice pull.
I just happened to notice that there is a Golden Road cancel up.
What?
Oh, God.
I hit a lot of Golden Road cans up there.
We
back home gingerbread stout.
So I meant to mention this. Our brewers had gone down to Golden Road because they had a piece of equipment that we were looking at. And typically what somebody does is like, oh, you're looking to buy one of our pieces of equipment. You guys should go to this brewery or this brewery to check it out in production. Mm-hmm. And I actually heard that our brewers went in there and they said it was very automated. Hmm. And so there were four brewmasters were nerds sitting in front of computers, watching computer screens because everything was just like the Mr. Coffee machine from Spaceballs. It's like, what's with all this bubbling and churning? It's like, but yeah, apparently everything is fairly automated at the Golden Road, which some breweries, when you get big enough, they do that. Yeah. It's not, you know, a person standing in front of a boil kettle, flipping valves and everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's electronic. So.
Yeah. Pete supports that way.
Yeah.
It's automatic. Mm-hmm. So they just make really good recipes.
You could still make good beer, but
speaking of Pizza Port, I know I've been kind of out of the scene lately. Pizza Port's in Fresno. I didn't realize that. How did I miss that?
Cosplus.
They're just doing exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there isn't an official distributor.
Okay, I was wondering because I picked up the 6-pack of Ponto. I was curious because it surprised me. So they had a decent selection.
Ponto.
I do want some Swamis though.
They had that too, but they were sold out. That it was empty.
Swamis.
Swamis is fantastic. I walked away with a 6-pack of Ponto, a 4-pack of Loma Land from Modern Times, and a bomber of Aroma Coma.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
In Fresno.
Where am I?
You're growing.
Even Chronic does not disappoint. Here.
I should have grabbed it. They had a 6-pack of the Chronic.
We all grows up.
Wow. That happened.
All right. It's time. We're trying to break records.
Do it.
Ooh, wow, you even got some on the mic.
You just got beer jizz on your mic.
Oh.
And on my notes and everywhere.
What do we have here, Mikey?
It's another one from Twisted Manzanita Iron Mountain IPA.
And bold, you're spilling.
Piney, malty, and I'm spilling it
all over the notebook.
Yep.
Another shout out to Dan Katie. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
And the cans going around from left to right to your podcast now.
He's doing good. He's, I think he's enjoying himself. Again, I can't wait until the whole Fat Cat Twisted Manzanita merger thing finalizes. It's still in the works right now, but I can't wait till Dan gets a hold of their recipes. Because right now the recipes are average.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's always nice when you have that one guy that is able to go into a company and question everything that they do and improve it, and that's. The good beer everywhere is just
so. What's Greg? I mean, we know all the stuff that we get. What the? I don't know.
Should I get another can?
No, this is
okay. Just fine. What's the San Diego brewer we should be looking out for? Right, like if I'm coming down to San Diego now, where's like you guys always talk about? There's a like brewer's place hangout. Like where all the brewers
fall,
come.
Yeah, Fall Brewing.
Fall Brewing.
That is, you have to go to Fall Brewing.
That's it. If you're an insider industry kind of guy, you hang out at Fall Brewing.
Go say hi to Nick, and he'll most likely be there. Yeah.
Nick.
Fall is he's gosh, I'm trying to remember where he was from. But anyways, yeah, I know he's doing some cool kick ass stuff over at Fall. Yeah, see, Fall, let's see.
Where is that roughly?
Oh, North Park area. So I would say it's a couple blocks north of Hess, or like 4 or 5 blocks north of Hess, and the new, you know, Belching River Tasting Room and the Rip Current Tasting Room and so forth. Over by Poor House Brewing.
I hate to say this, but skip Poorhouse and go up to Fall.
Wow.
So Poorhouse is the brewer of Poorhouse was who was Firehouse way back in the day. It was a huge brewer in San Diego. They had a spit spat between the brewer and the financial owners, and there was a big kerfuffle back then. I wasn't in craft beer at that point in time, but apparently it's a big, huge thing. Uh-huh. And so he started Poorhouse Brewing, and it's not bad. It's just not, you know, compared to everything else that we have.
Right.
You know. Let's see. Half Doors in downtown San Diego, that they do some pretty good beers. Let's see. I can't wait till North Park Brewing opens up. Kelsey is a really good home brewer, won some awards, things of that nature, but he's not opening up till about January, February of next year. Second Chance Brewing in Rancho Bernardo. He is the ex-brewer at Rock Bottom La Jolla. Carly is the one who took over for that. She's awesome. She's amazing, actually. Marty is the owner and head brewer there. I would look at Second Chance Brewing. So,
all right.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's probably a whole lot more, too. But.
Those are some good ones to start with. We're going to San Diego.
Does Fall Brewing, are they bottling yet, or are they just draft
no,
only?
No, just draft only right now. I don't know their plans.
Why? What makes it so that so many, like, brewers in San Diego, that's where they go? Like, you always see in movies a cop bar where, like, all the cops are hanging out. That's what I imagine when you guys are talking about Fall Brewing. Like,
well,
that's where all the brewers are hanging out.
Why are all the, you know, car companies all in one block? Like, why do all the car companies sell on one block, right? Why would you be right next to, if you're Ford, why would you be right next to Chevy, right?
Yeah.
But it's getting people. So, you know, there's two ways to look at it. One, there's a lot of competition. So why would you open there? That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
And some people do that. They do that and they go, you know what? I'm going to go Orange County or LA or, you know, whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
On the same note, yeah, you know, come to Fresno. Not a whole lot of competition except for Tioga Sequoia. That's your biggest competition, yay! I would say. And if you can brew better than them, then damn, you're good. Well, but
you haven't been to House of Pendragon yet.
We trained them. But see, that's the thing.
We trained them.
I welcome good beer. If people go, well, I like House of Pendragon's this and I like Tioga's that, I'm happy. But if people go, well, that House of Pendragon beer sucks, so all Fresno beer sucks, that does not help me.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have that too. We have, you know, we are very weary. I should say, I don't say really say we, I'm just a beer drinker. But, you know, the breweries are very weary of the bad brewer that comes in, right? Because if one person comes in, they spend, you know, thousands of dollars to stay in a hotel for a week and come to San Diego and do the zoo and everything else, and they go to the one or two breweries and they have crappy beer, then they're like, well, San Diego has really crappy beer, right? And they go back to New York or New Jersey or whatever, and they're like, well, just never mind.
Yeah.
They tell their friends, don't go to San Diego, right? You know, and so we are
overrated.
So, and I think, you know, bad brewers do kind of get found out at some point in time.
Dave, are you okay? Dave, you're choking.
Dave, come back to us.
Dave, I had I don't know.
Dave,
don't look at the light.
Sorry, close for a second. I apologize.
But on the second note, a lot of brewers do come to San Diego because there is competition, right? You have to bring your A game. Sometimes you even have to bring your A-plus game if you're going to open a brewery in San Diego, because you have 115 other guys that are selling beer. And by the way, the 115 is there's not 115 brewery entities. Those are also, like, for instance, Ballast Point has multiple breweries in San Diego. That's counting that. So there really aren't 115 brewers in San Diego. But anyway, still, though, it's still another location that you have to fight with. So, but yeah, and so a lot of people do that. I mean, Society is a perfect example. You know, you have guys from the brewery in Russian River that purposely came down to San Diego and opened a brewery because they knew they could compete with everybody else. And again, you know, compete, it's still a competition, yes. I mean, you're still fighting for the same dollar. But on the same note, we're very collaborative. People are very happy to give out grains and hops and loan out things. It's very collaborative down there. So,
just like us in the podcast game, we're happy to loan out mics and
dude
and you know
hosts.
Hosts.
I mean, I called in favors. I love calling in favors to bring you guys beer. I mean, come on,
dude.
You know?
Can you upload this file for me? Yeah, man, I can do that for you, bro.
It's to me, San Diego is just like Jay Leno's garage. You could go to each individual place three times a year, just breweries alone. Three times a year, you could hit every place. You know, at least, you know, get to every 115.
All right.
Oh, yes. Let me get the anniversary
beer.
Beer. So I'm going to get beer.
SD Beer Talk.
SD Beer Talk. With
1 year anniversary.
They just had their 1 year anniversary.
And they just get beer made for them.
Yeah. We don't have that. I asked Matt, the bearded brewer, one time, you think Tiago would make us beer? He's like,
we're busy.
Man.
Ask Pendragon.
I don't think so. But somehow, SD Beer Talk.
Yeah, Tommy would.
Maybe. Tommy might do it for us.
You
guys had a beer made for your podcast.
So the nice thing about, and the reason I started the podcast is that, you know, when you get into craft beer.
Besides for the money?
Oh, yeah.
For all
yeah,
the yeah, mad dude, cash, bro. Dude,
I don't sleep on a bed. I sleep on a pile of money.
A pile of podcast money.
Podcast money.
And when I have sex, it's not. never mind. All right. It's
because of the podcast.
So the cool thing about San Diego beer is, you know, you go to Hamilton's, you go to Tornado, you go to these beer bars, and you sit down usually next to someone in the scene, whether it's a brewer or even the guy who works in the tasting room. It doesn't really matter. You just talk to everyone, right?
I don't matter?
Oh, <yeah. laughs>
For those of you who don't know, I run the Tioga tasting room, so I don't matter.
Or the guy behind the bar. There we go. Yes.
Yes.
And so you just talk to people, and eventually, you know, you meet brewers and you meet people. Like I said, man, I mean, like Hess, like I didn't actually have a website or a podcast or anything, and they're like, yeah, we'll be on your show. That doesn't exist yet. I mean, you know, so it's that kind of thing of like, you know, you just meet people. Like, I've known George at the home brewer. I'm wearing his shirt, Home Brewing Co. Basically, a home brewer is the homebrew shop, and then you open a tasting room next door.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the idea behind Home Brewing Co. is it's different beers. They dry hop. They do special wet hop. They do different flavors. Like, they have a Berliner Weiss, like what we're doing here, mm-hmm. And they'll add different flavors or they'll do different things, right? And so it's very different experience from a normal brewery, but that's what they do. Their purpose of their tasting room is to sell more home brewing stuff. I mean, you know, they will give you the recipe of that beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So George from the Home Brewer is one of my collaborators on that. That's where I got the growler fill. By the way, this beer is not normally sold in growlers, is not sold in growlers, period. So you guys are special.
Look at that.
Special.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to this episode wishing like I could have it, and then here it is.
Also, we have Kilowatt. They've been open for about maybe 5 to 7 months. They're pretty new, but they do a lot of blending of beers. They'll do like a strawberry ale with their stout and mix it together to make a strawberry stout. Go figure, right? And then also Intergalactic Alex, man. He's been open over 2 years. He's a nano brewery still. He has a space theme. Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Those guys
are Star Wars nerds too.
The cool thing is Intergalactic, he does red shirt beers. What red shirt beers are...
Star Trek reference.
Yeah, they are one... They are one experimental beer, and then they go and they die.
Yeah,
because that's what red shirts do, right? All red shirts die. Yeah. So, and what happens is very few. Every now and then, you'll see red shirt like 45, red shirt 46, right? And every now and then, if something's really good, it becomes a staple on Intergalactic.
It's a blue
right?
shirt.
So, Alex, and George, and Steve, and everyone at all these brewers, man, a three brewer collaboration. You know, it just worked out. I had an idea, and it just
like
kind of
you would
worked
like
out.
Your beer. Yeah.
Oh, you want this?
I'm very slow, sorry.
You want this, do you?
Me want beer. You
very much like.
I want to have your beer.
Let me chuck one of these first here.
So which brewery is going to be the first one to make craft canned air?
What you do is you take the air from Spaceball? Right after you dry hop something, when hops are just in the air, and then you can that, and then you sell
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm.
I'm just waiting for the day where we could say Spaceballs predicted the future.
Yep.
Yes.
This has got a little bite, little sour bite. Not heavy, but like it's there.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's a Berliner Weiss. It's about 3.8%.
Never mind, I can't drink this.
Yeah. It's
there's no alcohol in it. I can't drink.
Traditionally, you add in a flavor, a syrup of some sort. I didn't bring any, sorry, but I did want you guys to try at least the base beer.
I like a good straight up Berliner.
It's really good. I've had multiple pints of this thing, so. Well, it's my I love it.
I
of course
it.
I do.
It's my beer.
No. I always say my beer. I did nothing other than get the three heads to talk to each other and you know, figure this out. So
ooh, Steve Jobs is what you did.
There you go.
Oh,
days back. It smells like a sour, like right off the bat.
Yes. Oh. So thing is, I think it's 5 yogurts went into this. They used yogurt to sour this.
Huh.
Yogurt.
And that's a thing.
Yeah. They went out to, I don't know, Vons or wherever, and they bought 5 different yogurts, and they plopped it in the kettle, and it actually soured and was ready to be consumed in a week.
Wow. Hmm.
It's like, that was how fast it was.
Here is your Chobani Berliner Weiss.
And Activia.
Man. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. I like
yours better.
Yeah. And this beer is going to make you poop in about 35 minutes.
Yes.
This is good, though.
And
man.
I'll be back.
Grease the chute.
I'm enjoying this.
This is actually really good. I'm liking it.
It's not an IPA, though.
I know. It's weird, right?
It's a sour.
Do you want to go mow your lawn or replace your deck right now?
I know. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to get shit done.
Tighten up some floorboards, baby.
You got some loose floorboards, bro? Tighten them.
I know we've drifted in and out of beer culture. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring up something.
Yeah, we're about to close the door, so get in there.
So,
yeah.
Just next to Club Brazil, there on Tulare Avenue, there's a little row of buildings, and there used to be like a cheesesteaks shop there.
Dukes.
Used to be Dukes, which they came from Cedar Lanes when that closed. It was that whole deal. Well, Dukes, they opened and they closed. They opened and they closed. And so now there's a new person going into there, and it's Zamore Pizza, which Zamore you guys may know, is a food truck in town.
Okay, yeah.
Steve, he had Lamppost for a minute, and then he had Tower Dogs.
Tower Dog, bro.
So
yeah, I remember Tower Dog.
So they just put. He told me they just put a big ass dual layer pizza oven in.
Nice.
And
they make a damn good pizza too.
So yeah, so it's pizza that's only a. an eighth mile down a dark alley from Tioga Sequoia, as beautiful as that sounds, that's going to be opening up. But the best thing is they said they will do delivery to local hotels and bars up to midnight.
Ooh,
nice.
So when I want a slice at 10 p.m., I can just call them up, and then they could walk it down the alleyway, and I am fucking ecstatic about that.
That's actually pretty badass, especially considering their product.
And they said that they'll expand it to where not only will they just do slices, they'll do their version of Italian pub food, their spin on that, and they want to add in beer taps. So it will be a hangout and have a slice as well as a take-and-go.
Yeah, the competition, bro.
Right?
Yes and no. I mean, they'll buy beer from you.
Oh, yeah. If
we're looking. And that's good because now you have a halfway point between you guys and Peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need a halfway point. It's the long walk.
We got to take a break, guys. It's too far.
Exactly.
I need some pizza.
We need a slice to carry us through the next 2 blocks.
Yep. But In downtown, we have sushi, we have burgers.
If only they made that a breakfast. Street, you wouldn't have to walk
You're right,
that
there
way.
There is no pizza downtown.
Club One's kind of Asian fusion. We have burger, but we don't have pizza downtown. I think the closest thing is 2 miles away, which is me and Ed's.
That's Tower, though. That's
either Tower or Ventura and Cedar. But I'm just saying, that's the closest pizza joint to downtown.
Yeah. No, and plus the quality of that pizza is not nearly what he has either.
Oh, of course, So... That's my beer news. I'm pretty fucking excited about that.
As if there's such thing as bad pizza.
It's good.
Well,
even bad pizza is still a pretty decent pizza.
I don't know.
$5 large.
I'm just saying.
We're going to have, I think we're on pace to have the longest perfect pour ever. So we're at voicemails. Yes. We're past an hour. We're only now getting the voicemails.
I see. 559-492-0542.
And we again have a hefty week of voicemails, which we highly appreciate. And you can send us voicemails about anything you're doing in the craft beer world. And here is a voicemail from somebody we may know.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving. The reason why I sound so glum.
Sounds sad.
What's the matter?
Damn.
Even though I said I was going to be at the Tower Brew Fest, Oktoberfest thing.
Yeah.
I have to go out of town. I'm not going to make it, guys. No. I'm sorry.
Scotty.
Let you down. But.
Sad.
Why go?
To it.
What?
Even though I'm not going to be there, my beer is.
Oh,
so you can still get some Scotty B brew.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
At the Oktoberfest. It's going to be a German steam beer.
Ooh.
Not 100% ready different. Yet, so I'd hate to break another promise and have my beer not be there because it sucks. But as soon as I know for sure that it doesn't suck, I'm going to have it ready to go. It'll be poured out of the keg, folks. So sorry I'm not going to make it, but unless something terrible happens to the beer will be there. That's what's important. The beer, right?
Yeah, man. What's all about? Scotty B is important.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm
driving!
So Scotty.
What, you can have Scotty B's beer at the,
what
the Tower Brew Fest.
Vaguely didn't touch on is the Tower Brew Fest, which he's talking about. They're actually going to have a homebrew pour station where some of the Central Valley Warthogs will be able to submit their beer to be poured at a brew fest, which I don't know if I've ever heard of at a brew fest.
I was going to ask you, is
Southern
I thought there were laws that you couldn't do homebrew at a festival. Now, I don't know if it's a San Diego thing or a California thing or what. Now, maybe – I know they're changing the laws on homebrewing, which is great. I'm so happy that they're finally signing in some good laws and that actually is helping. Because, yeah, for a while, actually, you couldn't pour homebrew anywhere publicly. Mm-hmm. And that got fixed, luckily. But – I'm surprised, actually, because, yeah, I thought the laws, like ABC laws and California laws, were pretty strict on that.
I think in January, you can, by January, you can pour at farmers markets. There's a, what's that new rule where you can actually...
You can pour beer farmers markets, but I think it still has. I don't know if it still has to be professional brewed beer.
I don't know
if it's home brew. I think it's professional.
Well, they're not selling it, so I think that's where they're getting around it. You don't have to.
You can give
as long
it away.
As you're not selling
give away tasters,
right?
Yeah, it's typical beer fest. You buy your ticket to get in, and it's unlimited samples for X amount of hours.
So I guess I guess you're not officially selling the beer, even though it's part of the ticket. But I mean,
yeah.
So it sounds like it'd be more of a contamination type thing that they're concerned about than anything else.
Well, yeah, and that, I guess that's what scared, I think, government with homebrewing is contamination. But on the same note, you literally can't kill anyone with homebrew because it's alcohol. The alcohol kills anything. Don't get me wrong. Contamination will make it taste horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It won't kill you, though, because there's alcohol that kills any bacteria. Yeah, exactly.
why didn't this kill me? It was supposed to kill me.
Yeah, that's something I try to always tell people when they find a beer that's overcarbonated or tastes like cardboard or pennies, and I'm like, it's not going to make you sick. It won't be the most enjoyable thing.
Just drink it. Don't be a pansy. You still got voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Kelly.
Kelly!
I wanted to call in because I had a couple really good beers today that I thought you guys would be interested to know about.
I am.
Oscar Blues is IPA.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if that's a newer beer of theirs or whatever. It's not the throwback tinner, but the actual IPA is really freaking delicious. Super citrusy and tropical and dry, like really, really dry. Not like East Coast style at all.
It's not a rebel.
Like we hate East Coast.
6.3. It's weird. It's like 6.34%. But yeah, it's super delicious and I totally recommend it. And of course it's canned. Fantastic. And also I tried the Breckenridge Vanilla Porter and it's fucking amazing too. You should try it. So, yeah. Also, I'm calling because I'm going to the Oktoberfest event at Carl Strauss tomorrow, and I'm going to get totally drunk, and I'm going to give you a call back when I'm drunk.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Yes.
Wow.
Fuck yes.
First
Look
of
forward
all,
to that.
You
I'm
suck.
Really hoping it's another voicemail after this.
You're awesome.
I think there is.
Back to back is always good.
Hey, guys. I've been drinking. Guys,
it's Kelly again.
Hey, guys. It's Kelly again. And I'm at Carl Strauss tasting room right now.
And then that's it.
Wow.
Yes.
That was it?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's how you know you're drunk. You can't even complete a call.
No. Best voicemail ever. Straight up.
Well, she got her name right. So. No, wait. Oh. There might be a challenger to that.
Uh-oh.
Hi, guys. Oh.
Kelly.
What?
Hello? Kelly.
Hello?
Are you okay?
No.
Hello?
There's nothing.
I hope
it's
she's
still,
okay.
It's still going. It's still going, but there's she's not saying anything.
Wow.
Let's see if...
It's not a butt dial, because she actually said her name.
No, she actually said her name.
No, she's there. She's still there. Let's try and hear her. Kelly.
Hello.
I don't hear anything.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly, wake up.
It's so lucky for the people calling this isn't the live voice line.
Kelly.
Hello. Is Kelly. It me that hey, you're looking hey, for?
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Oh, now it's gone. All right.
No.
Oh.
Wow. So, in other words, she had a really good time.
Yeah, Kelly had fun.
Kelly had fun.
She doesn't know it, but she had fun.
Maybe she thought she could hit star and restart the message or something. If you're not satisfied with your message, please hit star.
Thank you, Kelly. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Star, your message.
More voicemails.
We have not had that much fun in a long time.
Colin Fairfax here.
Yes.
So
he's not in the shower.
Fucking Lagunitas. Testing my integrity as a consumer.
Wow.
You know, I'm normally like a vote with my wallet kind of guy.
Me too.
It's not like the Lagunitas Heineken mergers. Creating sweatshops in Southeast Asia or, you know, creating massive human rights abuses or anything. But I just kind of feel like, you know, they've moved on. If I'm going to be spending my money on beer, I should be spending it, you know.
Locally.
On somebody who's passionate and young and needs my help.
Yeah.
But
word.
So this weekend I'm at a 7-year-old's birthday party. A friend of my son's.
I was too.
Skating party up north. When that's over, the parents are like, hey, who wants to go to Lagunitas for lunch?
Uh-oh.
And being the beer geek that I am, I walk up to the parents with a very serious look on my face, respectfully. I'm like, you guys do know about the Heineken thing, right? Of course, they had no idea. You know,
most people don't.
That didn't change their decision. And
I, like, yeah, we want a burger, dude. It's all good.
Go. But holy
that's
shit.
Fucking awesome.
It doesn't seem like anybody else gives a shit either because I'm not kidding. There must have been upwards of 1,000 people there. It was 12 noon. And maybe, I guess, I don't know, it's like people were on a beer tour or something, but it was mobbed. I'm assuming at least one of you guys has been there before. I've been there several times over the years, and I've watched it progressively get more and more insane.
It's crazy.
To the point where I just wasn't interested in going there at all. But I was looking around at the general demographic of the people there, and I was like, this is a frat party.
Frat.
That's what Lagunitas
bros.
Is.
Bros.
Not, they dude. Are like
bro beer.
Frat boy
dude.
Beer.
Bro beer.
And, light bars.
how many light bars you see?
They got this new beer out, this Doppel Sticky. It's
Doppel
this,
Bro.
It's supposed to be like
Doppel Sticky
beer.
What?
Doppel Bro.
Super hoppy alt beer. I didn't really taste the alt aspect of it, but
alt
I
bro.
Tasted it.
Doppel Brock.
Admit, it was delicious. As much as I wanted to hate it, it was tasty.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, I'm Paul. Buy a case of it or anything, but...
green bottles.
But I think slowly we're going to see a decline in quality over time because, you know, if you got 3 Heineken members on their board, slowly but surely they're going to start talking about what, you know, where do we need to cut corners? Quality.
Yeah.
Quality this, quality that. Anyway, enough of that bullshit. hey, October 17th, if you guys have nothing else going on and you feel like driving for 4 hours, we've got the Fairfax Biketoberfest happening.
Oh, Biketoberfest?
Nick? Nick?
I'll ride up there.
Nick? Oh, I think maybe
timed out.
It.
Timed out. Biketoberfest.
Biketoberfest. I think maybe.
Sounds like fun.
I think he's mistaking quality for...
That's what
holy
I think he completes
shit, guys.
It.
I must have really been rambling. anyway, Paul here again. I'm just going to finish my thought. Fairfax Biketoberfest. two of the things I've been geeking out on my whole life, bikes and beer.
Hey, the
I'm
epicenter
more
of mountain biking.
The bike aspect of this festival than the beer. And, of course, fucking Lagunitas is going to be there, among other.
Well, at least he's not bitter.
Local breweries. Yeah, get your ass up here. I got a spare bed and a fridge full of beers.
Nice.
And
Dave likes fridges.
Yeah.
I'll keep driving.
What more can you ask for?
Nothing.
All right, I'm not gonna talk anymore because I've already taken way too much of your time. So
you're good.
Talk to you
guys soon. Thank you.
And I've mentioned before, but my wife, producer Becky, she spent her formative years in Marin. She still calls herself a Marinite. I know all the Marin stops from Becky. So Fairfax is her jam. So I think Paul and Becky would get. I mentioned Paul once in a while to Becky, and she's all, "Do you tell them that I'm from Marin?" I'm like, bro. Yes, we referenced Marin. Yes, okay, because come on,
she doesn't sound like that.
Have you not seen her light bar?
She has a light bar on her Jetta. Oh,
are they really called Marinites?
I think I call them.
Like Marinians.
Marinians. That sounds better.
But Marinians. I think I wonder what Marin Moylan's and Marin Brew Co. think of the Lagunitas thing, because they are there. They are on the 101 corridor, I call, and I wonder what they think of, because Lagunitas is just up the road from them. I wonder what they think. Brenda Moylan thinks, and the Marin Brew Co. is kind of like an offshoot of Moylan's, or Moylan's an offshoot of Marin Brew
Co. I like to think they'd take the Chuck Norris approach. They'd be like, Lagunitas, never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
So two quick points. One, yeah, they had three board seats. I would
near kill them.
I would only be scared if they took over a fourth board seat. That'd be the only scary way.
Don't do a fourth board.
Well, I'm afraid that they would just one of the guys would get tons of money from Heineken, and then there you go. There's the fourth board seat. But anyways, and the second point is quality. You might have been going to touch on that, but I think it's going to stay the same right now, and probably for the foreseeable future, it's going to be the same brewery that it has been the last, 25 years, whatever. But at some point, yes, Heineken will have some.
You got to think
some control of that. So.
To cut a little, shave a little cost off there. And Tony McGee's going to be, he says he's going to travel the world. He's going to be in India.
Of course
somewhere.
He is. He has like, going like yeah, whatever, $100 million bro. Now. Right. So.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It won't be an overnight change either whenever it does happen.
No. It's going to be
it's
down the road.
So gradual that no one's really even notice it. That's a good thing.
Well, third point. Sorry. the average public, yes. The average public, he's right. The average public doesn't give a crap about it. Ten Barrel in Portland. People, it's still packed to the gills right now with people because the average public doesn't give a crap. People still say.
Great point about Lagunitas. Like, he goes there and just packed beyond, like it always is fucking packed.
Today, Heineken, Instagram puts ads now in our feed, right? Yay. And one of them was Heineken. And people in the comment section of the Instagram post was like, "Didn't you guys just buy someone?" Question mark. Like, yes. But people don't really know. So, yeah.
That's why that's this whole stuff with craft beers being bought out. I'm like, us beer geeks,
we know.
We say we're like, all right, we're not drinking that beer anymore. But, like, it seems like it doesn't affect them. Like,
it doesn't.
The beer geeks,
they
ignore us now. And they're like, nah, you guys are trolls.
For instance, especially Lagunitas, right? So they're going to lose a core set of beer geeks that will never buy their beer again, right? Which might be, let's just say hypothetically, 50,000 people don't buy their beer anymore. Mm-hmm. But now they have global distribution. That means millions of people are now going to buy their beer. They will gladly lose 50,000 to gain a million new drinkers. So
But we're really a vocal 50,000.
Well, yes, we are very vocal. But
copy paste, and you now have St. Archer's, and you have anybody Golden else Road? That comes along.
Exactly.
See, that's what confuses me is, to me, when you're talking about craft beer, it's only geeks that get into it, and like the regular just I like beer guy, just like I think I'd rather have a Budweiser thing than a Golden Road, but like apparently. There's some sort of in-between market in between Budweiser guy and craft beer geek guy.
That's the crafty market.
So apparently the crafty market is huger than I know about.
Well, I mean, Blue Moon is crafty, right? People drink that crap up like crazy. Well, so with an orange slice.
Well, that's what your great aunt who like here. Oh, you like craft beer?
Mm-hmm.
I bought you a six pack of Blue Moon. What do you think of that? Oh, thanks.
But you got to think, though, also, though, look, you have this segment now. Whenever somebody new comes on the show, what was your gateway? Mm-hmm. What was the beer that got you into craft beer? In 10 years, someone's gateway beer is going to be, let's say it's St. Archer's.
St. Archer Pale.
And it's going to be, okay, what are we talking, pre or post, you know?
Are you talking about beer like, post?
Does it have the cold blue changing bottle or exactly. can or not? That's the thing.
It's gonna be gimmicky. Does your bottle tell it?
Does your bottle have an LED display?
Yeah, exactly.
That was actually my hashtag for a day. Is St. Archer's going to have the cold activated wings and arrows?
Exactly. That was perfect.
Yes.
We're still in voicemails.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be here a while, bros.
I'm sorry. It's my fault, I think.
What up, Perfect Pour? This is Cole Morgan from Oregon.
Whoa, that's Oregon. A good one.
I'm on a little Rogue Hazelnut Brown right now, the last 12-pack.
Producer Becky loves that.
January,
not a sellout.
12-pack.
But I was just calling. I was listening for the last 6-7 episodes and loving your guys' show.
Keep going
and
back.
And wondering what your guys' favorite Oregon beers are.
Ooh.
So that maybe in case I haven't had it, I should go seek it out. But, yeah, I love listening to you guys at work or on the way back from work. So keep it up. Keep up the brewing. Keep up the drinking. I'll do it on my side as well. Have a good one.
That was nice. Cheers to that dude.
Ninkasi.
Yeah, Noir is sipping very well.
It's
this
doing
evening.
Real well.
I met the brewer. He's an awesome guy. Years
oh,
ago,
really?
He was trying to break into San Diego. He has since then.
Little place.
Because I was down. Happened to be in San Diego at Blind Lady Ale House when Ninkasi. They had a Ninkasi takeover. They had about 5 on, and that was like Ninkasi's introduction into San Diego.
Exactly, that was right.
And
when
me being
up.
From Fresno, I was like, had it, had it,
word,
whatever.
So like last year.
Oh my God, oh my San Diego, God. You're just getting Ninkasi. You guys are janky. And then I walked out. Everyone thought
you're
it was
just
pretty
like,
fucking
mic
cool.
Drop, gone.
Yeah, and I boom.
Tricera who?
Tricera what?
That's an awesome beer, by the way. Tricera hops.
Oh my God. Yeah. my favorite Oregon brewer is Double Mountain from Hood River.
Yeah, okay, I've never heard of that actually.
Double Mountain's I'll awesome. Check them out. So that's Mike, my heard of that's first. My Oregon Recca. I heard them first.
Okay, so I now know 2 Oregon brewers.
That's the thing. We've had a few. From
you don't
there.
Know Cascade.
Oh, Cascade is amazing.
Come on, bro.
Sours.
Rogue, Cascade,
and
Common.
Like spending,
Ninkasi.
I don't like spending half my check on a beer.
Well, yeah, well, Cascade is
Common.
Common
is farmhouse ale. Same thing. It's about $20 a bottle. Yeah.
To me, every time I go out of town and I see that top shelf, it's the top shelf.
It is.
And
it's
the 9 variants of Cascade, and it's all 26, 30, 30, 30, 30, 35, 30, 30, 30. And I'm just like, no.
No,
Bob.
No Cascade.
You know what it is? It's cheaper to find a flight to Portland, buy it there, and then bring it back.
Maybe
you do that shelf because there's nothing there with anything less than a 2 in front.
Exactly.
I mean, they taste
next
amazing
shelf.
And the labels
amazing.
Look amazing, but, yeah, but. I guarantee you the 4 Cascades we've had on this podcast, somebody brought them.
Yeah, and then don't bother going to Blind Lady or Tornado and buy a bottle there. It's $40 to $50.
Ooh.
I mean. Because it's the it's the bar markup. You know, it's the 200% markup that bars usually put on their bottles.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Oh, it's a corkage fee.
Yeah, exactly.
I got your corkage fee right here, bro. I also got your voicemails.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Damn.
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hi, guys. James Bakersfield.
Hey.
Calling you from the trailhead right now in Fort Collins, Colorado.
What?
Gabbif.
It's quite late right now. I'm with my business associate, Daryl Gray.
Oh, he's at the GABF.
From Advanced Beverage, and we are drinking many beers tonight.
Yeah.
sounds like it.
New Belgium, great time. Brad Stacy's there. We were supposed to do
Brad
some kind
Stacy?
Of collaboration call.
Collab call.
Perfect poor thing. But anyway, New Belgium's going crazy next year. I'll let her fill you in on all the details. All new, everything, collaboration, brand new beers. Fucking ridiculous.
Fucking
anyways, I'm a little bit drunk. Love you
guys.
Yeah!
Big game!
Drinking it up. Can't stop, won't stop. Later.
Never stop. James. Never stop.
Have you been to GABF, Greg?
I have not. I want to.
No.
It's just not cheap.
No. We nobody pays for us to go there. We're not cool.
Not
enough.
Yet.
Hey guys, I'm driving. I'm driving up the
who's this?
Up the five right now. Just passed Six Flags. Got a bunch of beer in the back of my car, ready to podcast with you guys. Interesting to talk about some of the beer news today, and the Twitter feeds and so forth. So, anyways, I am probably gonna feel weird listening to myself, but yeah. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right. We'll see you, Greg. Cheers.
Yeah, I didn't say who I was at that point in time.
All right, moving on. We'll see if this one cleans it up.
All right, let me get it right this time. This is Greg from SC Beer Talk. Make my way up to five. I did want to mention on
you got cell phone signal there?
That,
yes, barely.
Some pretty cool people are keeping me a company on my drive up to Fresno. Beauty and the Beast. I've not listened to them before now.
Oh, it cut off on you, bro. And done. You just got high-fived. You just got great vibes.
I just, exactly. I was. It never beeped at me. It never told me that it cut off. So anyways, yeah, Bearded and Beast, man. Thank you very much, man. You kept my drive going the whole time.
Yeah. Nice couple talk.
They
want some all to get into some sexual stuff. It's pretty interesting.
I started with the yellow shower peeing thing. I don't know what it was. Golden shower, yeah, that thing.
What?
They bicker a lot, but you know it's actually fun like listening to that because you know what? It's not me bickering with my wife. So
it's real.
You're like, oh wait, other people bicker too.
Yes,
yes. I'm not. I thought I was the only couple that fought.
Did my question though? Did you go five all the way up, or did you go $5.99?
I did 15 to the. I want to say 60 or 99. I went around L.A. because L.A.
Smart.
Did you hear that? This is a whole Golden Road thing. You just couldn't even drive through L.A.
I just didn't want to. I'm like no.
To slightly backtrack about Oregon beers, this Caldera IPA has been sipping pretty good.
Ooh, wow.
From Ashland, Oregon.
Well, you could open it up.
Ashland's cool.
So I forgot.
I can't get to. Yeah, go ahead. I love gold.
But you know, it's
a new beer is entering the table. We got one more voicemail. I don't know what's going on. It could be for Dorktown. Who knows?
This is Diamond with Wrestling with Beer.
Yes.
Hey guys, I had a backlog of all your shows from up till last week. Man. I had a lot of stuff to go through.
Mm-hmm. Enjoyable, though.
I know you guys got your all-day IPA fix from Fountain.
Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be sending something else in the mail here quite quickly.
What?
Tease.
Along with some local swag as well that I've picked up from the last couple beer fests and craft brew things that I've been to. As far as Founders, it sucks that they're going everywhere except for where you are, but from every time I drink a Founders, I will be tweeting at them, bring Founders to Fresno.
Yes, I saw it, he did it.
Just wanted to say, you know, hey, haven't checked in a while, but, been kind of busy around here.
Hey,
a lot of beer,
beer
a lot
keeps
of
you busy, bro.
Yes, it does.
Just wanted to say, cheers. And hopefully you guys will be seeing something in the mail soon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to extend my stay for a week or two.
It's going to be a bill. You got to go home.
It's going to be a bill.
Sorry, you got to go home. Oh, wait. I think.
Uh-oh.
Perfect four. Clean up. Again.
Oh.
Totally forgot. I heard him talk about Coney Island's root beer, but have you guys had the chance to have Not Your Father's root beer from Small Town Brewery over in Chicago? Let me know. I'll try and make something work for you guys.
It isn't.
I'll let you go so you can get to Scotty D's voicemail. Keep driving.
Thanks, Diamond. Is it in town? Isn't that in town?
Oh, Not Your Father's is everywhere. It's even at fucking Food Max.
It's pretty high on the
Winco had a pallet that they posted a picture of.
It's pretty high on the alcohol ABV.
Yeah.
Winko has social media.
I think somebody
Winko's on the social medias.
Somebody in one of those beer group posted it. Right. It's like 5.9 or something, isn't
it? I think I've had
either that or higher. I think it might even be higher.
I've had three alcoholic root beers. I've had Missions.
Yeah.
I've had Riley's. Riley's is very fooling. You can't tell there's alcohol in that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have Spreckler's, which is they're the hipster. Made alcoholic root beer before it was cool.
Spreckles, that's Mendota sugar plant, bro. Right?
Hey. So Dave, so yeah, there's a 5.9, but then there's also a 10.7.
Oh,
whoa. Wow!
So is it, what was the one we had here that night? Is that the Four Loko?
We had one here during the Dorktown recording.
I think so.
There was a root beer one that we had.
I don't remember
what that was, but there was a root beer that we had that night, and vaguely remember it.
Well, Mission Brewery does one too. It's okay, but
that's what it was.
Was it Mission?
Mission.
It's a 12-ounce bottle. It was very hard to finish the whole thing. Actually, it's very sweet.
I think we shared it amongst 12 of us. 12-ounce bottle.
So what is it? What we're having right now? It's front of you, Nick. Not your responsibility to talk about it.
Oh, Ashland, sure, because Oregon. I was here the whole time.
Ashland, Oregon. The Shakespeare Festival place. They're like big on Shakespeare.
There's a band
I've stayed in Ashland a couple times.
There's a band called Waking.
It's a nice little mountain town.
Wherefore art there Woodsy too, town. Caldera IPA. Go What's rafting, bro. Go hops. Go skiing.
Go rafting,
go
bro.
Go fishing. Go snowboarding.
What do you guys think of this?
Caldera IPA. Brewing. Ashland,
it's
Oregon.
A sweet IPA.
Exactly.
It's very sweet.
It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Kind of heavy on the tongue, too.
You're right. It's still there. It's like lingering,
right.
But it's sweet, so I don't mind it because I have a sweet tooth, so I don't care for that. I mean, that's fine for me, but some people I think would not probably enjoy the super sweetness of this.
Keep cool, just like you.
It was a total label buy and the first time ever pull tab buy because it has a bright green pull tab on the
top
of the can.
That is kind of cool.
And I was walking through Oakland, Sacramento BevMo, and that caught my eye. And I was like, what?
Look at that.
What? Mm-hmm.
Somebody thought about that, and you bought that beer specifically because of that.
Which BevMo in Sacramento were you at? Do you remember?
I was on J Street, so it was literally downtown.
Was it Sacramento proper?
Okay. Was there do you remember if there was like a bar across the street, like a some kind of like just really kind of hole in the wall bar?
I didn't really see a bar.
Come on, man. Okay.
This was like 12 o'clock.
Be more observant, Beer Bird.
Well, it's funny because last time I was in Sacramento, I was walking down, what street it was, but I was walking down trying to find some place that had craft beer, and I walked into this bar. Mm-hmm. And I sat down and I had a couple. I think I had like a 329 from Golden Road at the time. And I'm sitting there at the bar and I'm having my 329. I'm like, okay, so where can I actually go and buy craft beer? Because I haven't been able to find anything.
Oh, yeah,
and the bartender goes, he's looking right at me. He points over my shoulder and goes, probably right there. So I turn around and look, and there's a fucking BevMo.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind me. I just didn't walk one building far enough, and I turned in and somehow I missed it. I'm like, I'll check that place out. I've heard of them.
Are you from Fresno? Whatever, bro. Yeah. All right, I have something. It's not a voicemail. It's not specific. It's not beer either.
What?
But there's a lot of bro in it. It's a viral video that's been out this week. You may have seen it.
Do we have time
but it's
for this?
A couple. Wait. No, we don't.
No,
am I on Dorktown?
Keep going.
We do not. We do not have time for this at all.
Fucking derail this.
Yeah, I'm going to derail this when we need to wrap it up. But I'm
You've
still
been doing
derailing
so well.
It.
I keep going. Whatever.
There's like two dudes from Boston in a boat out on the Atlantic.
In a boat.
And
down
there's
by the river.
And so, if you've ever been to Monterey Aquarium. They have one of these. It's one of those. It's a shark, I guess, technically, but it looks like something else. No, wait. You just wait till you hear this, bro.
A whale's
You're
vagina.
Setting it up so fucking well.
It's one of the weirdest things you've seen ever, but it exists. It's called a sunfish, but it looks like if you took a shark and you just smashed it flat. That's what a sunfish looks like. So these guys discover this in the Atlantic, that's all you need to know.
But this is a podcast. They can't see it.
No, I'm saying that's all you need to know. You see, imagine a sunfish and then these two Boston dudes in a boat and seeing it and then talking.
I don't know what this is, but Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle.
Look, baby.
It's a baby fucking whale, man! Holy shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking whale right here, dude!
What? Holy shit! That thing is big, part. Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay.
I don't know.
That was Marky Mark.
Jay, that thing is hurt, bro.
That's just
holy
terrible.
Shit! Look at this fucking thing. Oh my god! What the fuck is that,
You're all a bunch of knuckleheads.
Jay, what the fuck is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on.
Is that jumping?
Come on, bro. Pull back up, bro. We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh my god, that thing looks dead, man.
Is that Jason Mewes?
We gotta call the aquarium or something, dude. Oh man, look at this fucking thing.
You fat fuck.
Holy shit. What the fuck is that?
Hey there, little man.
Oh man, Jay, it's dead, bro, or something. Oh my god, Jay. Pull right up next to that shit, Jay.
This is serious.
Oh,
it's
man,
got somebody
look at this
doing a
fucking
bit.
Thing. Oh man. Look at that, Jay. Holy shit. What the fuck is that, kid? You want to try to pull it in? Took it. Oh man, that thing's just dead. What the hell is it?
It looks like a fucking baby.
All right, we needed. I just needed
wow.
that.
I, so,
wow.
I imagine that's what Mikey's reaction
it goes
to
on
Rebel
for three
IPA.
Months.
Yeah, come on, let's fucking. Let's pull up next to that thing, bro. Let's help it.
So,
this is the day Mikey walked into the store and saw Rebel IPA on the shelf right there. That's
what
the
fuck is this shit?
What the fuck? Look, it's brown. It's bro. Fucking dead or something.
It's
huh?
fucking dead. Pull up next to it.
Should I buy it? No? Okay.
All right.
So, basically, that was Jason Mewes and Joe Pesci's son. On that video right there.
Am I here to abuse you? All right. Sorry. Hey, I had the tangent God. There.
If only there was a Hey Yous guys in there. That, wow. That's all I needed.
You guys got to see this shit.
I'm driving. These got to see this shit.
These two Utes right here.
I'm just sitting here having a fucking six point. And this fucking fish just came up to the boat.
So I got to throw in something here. Since you mentioned Rebel, and you mentioned Rebel, and you mentioned Rebel.
Yeah. No, no,
well,
no.
We'd love
that's
to
impossible.
Mention Rebel.
It's
a sad day in beer culture.
Uh-oh. What's happening? Are you breaking something?
Well,
3B Zine exclusive.
You've all, and I apologize, you haven't yet, but you've all met Amanda, my significant other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She went to a friend's house.
Oh, no. And I can see where this is going.
And she sent me a picture. And the picture said, this is all she has to drink. And it was a Rebel.
No!
And I tried to say...
Stop!
I tried to stop her.
Don't
I
do said, it!
I did.
Don't do it!
I sent a message that said, you're joking, right? Please, no. God, no. If there is a God in heaven, no.
Find a blue moon quick.
And she said, I have to because I'm thirsty.
No, no.
I'm thirsty, and then, though.
And then...
Was she in Porterville?
She drank it.
And she there's got, no going back.
I got a message about less than 5 minutes later and said, I couldn't do it. I couldn't finish it.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, right after that, I got a message. I got a message, a picture message, and it was a Michelada or whatever. She had poured it with tomato juice and says, it still tastes like shit.
Oh.
And I said, it doesn't matter. It passed your lips.
Wow.
It's over, man.
It's done. It's done. You can never, ever go back.
Just like when you murder somebody, you know, next morning you're like, shit, did I murder somebody last night?
So
same thing. Drinking a Rebel IPA.
I send her a text message.
Oh, no, don't mind me.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah. Nothing's happening over here.
I'm not opening fifth anniversary American White Ale.
Well, I'm sorry that my story sucked.
Oh. By the way, if Rebel was the only option, I would still drink Rebel.
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Have so you drank a Rebel, Greg?
I have.
Can you turn off his mic? I'm just kidding.
I'm turning down your mic now, Greg.
It's not us.
Don't turn it off. Oh, Greg turned it off.
Sorry. It's not us. It's you. You have to leave.
Powering down.
Now, how was it, though? Because we don't know.
We've never
you
had
know,
one.
It was in the middle of like four
was
other
it,
beers I
was
had.
Was it like
so
a Lagunitas IPA?
It was. I think it was literally probably a two and a half maybe on Untappled. So.
The quality control was high on this beer.
Oh, my God.
It was
beer is good.
It was a Heinekenitas. That's what it was.
Compliments to the chef on this one.
Daniel.
What's funny about Sam Adams now, with all these buyouts and stuff, like, now I'm, like, looking at Sam Adams in a little bit different light, like, maybe they're not.
Street cred, bro.
Yeah. They're starting to get their street cred back.
I was gonna say, if you just stick around long enough,
you'll be cool.
You're still craft beer.
Yeah. No. What is the Batman thing? You either die a hero or live long enough to see something.
See, yeah.
Yep, the villain.
That's becoming craft beer now. That is a saying in craft beer now.
I'm going to wrap it up and say, sorry, Amanda, it had to be done. And we're done.
This, so, Mikey, what you have in your hand is fucking good.
Fifth anniversary American Wild Ale from Twisted Manzanita America. Ales. 2015 limited edition.
Quacks top.
Available in 500 milliliter bottles.
Also
in draft, I don't know.
Also known as your classic water bottle, 16.9.
America, fuck yeah.
Strawberry there or something.
Whoa, there's a lot. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Hey, Matt.
Well, let's put it this way. The guy from War Pigs was at Twisted Manzanita when I was picking up all these bottles. He loved it. So.
Did you hear their general calling?
Who is War Pigs?
Hmm?
Who is this War Pigs?
I think they're a brewer in Germany, right? Or thereabouts, I think. Probably another guy who goes around and does a bunch of different beers. Because I think they have a couple of breweries around the world. But I'm not too familiar on them. But I think they're working on, again, this is... I don't know if this is really true or not, but it seems like they're working on probably collaborating with a San Diego brewery, possibly Twisted Manzanita, on something. So that'd be cool if it happens. I mean, you know, it's still in the early stages. Basically, he's taking home a couple of their beers back to wherever he lives, and he will probably at that point figure out what to do next. So
nice.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, it's a wild ale. It's sour. It is sour as heck.
It is.
And tart.
It's tart.
It sits in the back of your throat for a while.
It's good.
I love it.
No,
I get some strawberry
is,
out of it for sure.
This is what I want a sour to be. To me, this, if La Folie was my number one, this would be my number two as far as sours.
Nice. I will tell Dan that. He will be happy.
One of the things I love
all
about
all the
this,
war pigs have the power.
You know, you always have label buys or you had a pop top buy. Yeah. I loved hand numbered bottles.
Yes.
That
275.
That to me says
this is a 270 touch
bottle. I love that.
I like numbers
that's
that
crap.
End in 5.
You're not gonna see that in Lagunitas, bro.
You mean Heineken, right?
Yeah, I mean
Heineken-itas.
Heineken-itas.
All right. Well, very quickly, any highlighted been caught drinking? If there's some sort of kick-ass beer you've had in the past week, me, I haven't had anything particularly new or fancy. Although
way to kick
the
that one off.
Yeah, nice. Well, I was gonna, we have it's all been shit. And segment over.
There's some Gold Coast. I don't know.
Been drinking some Rebels.
The bearded brewer from Sacramento brought me a Panic IPA from Track 7. That was lovely. I enjoyed that.
I didn't
save it for the show. I just drank it myself.
So when I was at BevMo, and I don't normally do this, but when I was in the Sacramento BevMo, I was looking for bottles that had dates, and a majority of what I bought of bottles and cans had dates on them. I don't normally do that. I don't normally care. I just try things. I'm not stickler, but that was one of them where I picked a bottle up. And I was like, this probably has a date on it. And I turned it over, and it was like 7/21. And I was like, mm-mm. So I checked the bottle right behind it, and it was like 8/23.
Nice.
And I was like,
you got a month.
Okay.
You got a different date.
And I was
nice.
Like, okay. And I'm all,
that
this
rarely
is
happens. It happens in milk purchases.
Yeah.
Not so much in beer.
You're right.
Facing the shelves.
So, yeah. And they had a left eye, right eye, which I think you like that too. Yeah. But that was just a couple of days older. Does. But I was like, okay, Panic. I know he's had it. But it's fresh.
Panic's a gem.
Straight to him.
Panic is good.
Panic's a gem.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Who's got their untapped?
So
Greg. Or no, Nick.
Not so much what I was drinking, but where I was drinking.
Oh, where were you drinking?
I hit up the Rocket Dog.
Oh, you got to go to the Rocket Dog.
You got yourself a brat.
Got myself a hardcore-ass brat.
Nice.
Went for the German brat with sauerkraut on a pretzel bun and some brown mustard. Fucking awesome.
Was it good? It was good?
It was really good.
What do they have on tap?
They had some great... not on tap. I had the bottle of Grapefruit Sculpin.
Okay.
But they had Barrel House on tap. They had Tioga Sequoia on tap. Interestingly enough, Carl Strauss was on tap.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What was it?
A little late to the Fresno game, but...
What was no, the tap? Barely
what, was never. What was the Strauss?
Yeah, the red trolley.
Red trolley. Okay. Yeah. It's a staple. It's a... I will go to that if nothing else... Like, if there's nothing else that's crafty or craft beer on the board and I see that, I'm going to go straight to that because you know it's going to be good beer.
Yeah, and that would have been a hit 10, 15 years ago in Fresno.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would have been an absolute hit. Like, that would have replaced Sierra Nevada Pale
Ale. It's the same thing in San Diego. Again, it's your backup beer.
Yeah. Well, now it's a front runner here because we were just now getting it. So everyone's like, oh, what's that?
And that's cool. It's a solid beer.
Yeah.
And it funds a lot of their growth.
Like, but it's so funny to hear you guys talk about it. And here we're just now seeing it fresh on the shelves.
I was pounding that California Venture a few years ago.
Yeah. So oh, yeah, the trailer back there in the food court.
Well, the trailer. Nice. And there was also a place on the little movie lot section of California Venture. There's a hot dog place, ironically, yes. Mm. And the Red Trolley was there. And me and my brother-in-law were just pounding those that one day, I remember.
So that's like their 805.
Yep.
Essentially.
The Red Trolley.
Oh, 805. I like that brewery.
Bah. I see what you did.
And
Greg's right down from Rocket Dog, so.
He's very close.
He has that option. Ooh,
I didn't realize they opened.
Yeah, the official grand opening is coming up this week.
Okay.
But they've been open and they were steady flow, not super packed, but always people walking in and out. I saw Josh and Hillary.
Oh, Josh and Hills. Hills Bills. Nice. Greg, have you been drinking anything this week? I mean,
I don't
come
drink
on.
Craft beer. What are you talking about?
I don't have any. I'm in San Diego. Anything. I don't drink craft beer.
Have you had that new Metallica beer?
So, yeah. So, one
How's
thing.
How's that Metallica beer, bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It's so Budweiser.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Nut Brown Ale from Alesmith. That was over at Islands Restaurant. They put their mugs in the freezer.
Yeah. Ooh. They're notorious for.
I let it sit for about 15 minutes before I drank anything because that way the flavor came back to the beer. For those who don't know, if you have a frosted mug, it kills a lot of flavor in beer. Ooh. So just wait till the mug melts.
That's why Tioga loves to frost their mugs at the beer garden.
I've heard that suggestion before. They're like, what if we get a glass fridge? And I was just like, well... It's like, yes, I understand in Fresno it's 115 degrees and you have to wash glassware at 110. It's not going to be the most coolest glass in the world to serve into, but I have this thing about chilled glassware. Either it's not going to be in the fridge long enough or it's just going to ruin it.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, we're running long here, right? So,
hi-o.
Intergalactic. I was there because Intergalactic had the collaboration beer on the Berliner Weiss, but they also have something called The Cake is a Lie. It's a blonde coffee ale, kind of like naughty sauce.
Is that a reference to Tiger Score's cake? You're saying Tiger Score's cake is a
totally.
Lie.
You're totally rip lie. Off. Alex hates you guys completely.
That'd be a portal
rip
thing.
Off. Yeah. But it's great. I rated it 4.5 or 4.75. So I don't know, I really, really liked it. Because I'm a freaking sucker for those blonde coffee stouts that are out there.
So good.
So you like the blondes, huh?
Oh yeah. So with some coffee though.
Yeah. Make some hype.
So let's see. Other than that, yeah, like I said, I have some other things from Intergalactic. They have a Rebel Alliance stout with coffee, vanilla, and coconut. So they are geek themed, space themed. So a lot of their beers have space themed stuff like Red Shirt and so forth. So
yay. Nick.
No.
Nick.
You did me already.
Dave, I mean.
Sorry. I haven't had anything like super, super interesting. I did happen to get the thank you to Matt for I got the Hop Diggity from Mother Earth. I had not had that yet.
That is good.
Nice.
Good
beer.
Had nice that over beer. At Spoke. Mm-hmm. And then at Goldstein's, I had the Green Flash Jibe. Oh, he's fine.
There's a cat next
That's
to Dave.
My buddy.
He is about to jump on the table. Watch out. Hey, he's looking for a spot to jump on the table.
I'll drink with
right
just
now.
About anybody.
He is eyeing the table. Where can he jump in at?
Had the Green Flash Jibe, which is their SIPA.
Nick's
which
lap,
is, which is good. I like that one. And then there it went. There it went. You knew what was happening.
The cat just jumped in Nick's lap. Now he's on the table.
I like to because my brother gives absolutely zero fucks for cats. And the cat's like, hey, how's it going? He's just like, don't care.
That's awesome.
Fuck you, cat.
Oh, man. I've had a few others, but those were the two most notable that I was happy with this week. So I'm going to stick with just those two. I will say that I had some friends go to San Francisco for a Giants game. And looked high and low for the baby daddy cans that I've been trying to find for months and still couldn't find them anywhere.
Wow. What? Reggie559 found one for us.
You have not been to BevMo.
Fucking Reggie. And with that, I think they didn't go to BevMo. They tried to look at like actual like liquor stores.
No, they actually did go to BevMo.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. They did go to BevMo. Yeah. Yeah. No wonder they couldn't find it. Yep, that was it for me, though. Those are the only two I really had.
Nice. Looking out for any beers you guys are looking out for. I'm dumping all mine right now. I'm not looking out for anything. Maybe next week I'll look out for something. We I've got it all. Greg has brought it all. I don't need to look out for anything.
I'm looking for a second bottle of that fifth anniversary. Oh, that's what I'm looking out for.
Pretty damn good. Give me your address. Maybe I can figure something out.
That is pretty damn good.
Actually, Tioga Sequoia, I'm sure I can send it to, right?
Yeah. That's usually what I recommend. Send it to the brewery.
I will see if I can get some more then.
Ooh.
Wow, I just poured the last of it, and that is cloudy as
hell. You can tell.
You could chew on that.
Mm.
Sediment.
Yummy, yummy.
Best part of a sour is the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, it's like the salad bar part right there.
Hey, Matt, what have you been caught drinking? Well, guys, since you asked, anyway.
Well, we don't care about you.
We were waiting on yours because we knew it was going to be an epic list, and Mikey didn't want to miss it.
No, I've just been doing a lot of repeats. I had another Tanilla. I actually had a Newcastle. Still sucks. Livingston's was out of General Sherman, so Newcastle is the next best option.
That's a pretty far gap there.
Wolf Amongst Weeds, I had two of those. We kicked the keg at Goldstein's.
Your last ones, right?
This was pre-buyout.
Yep. You can't have those anymore, right?
Yeah. Then
pre-public knowledge.
Been sipping on some Hop Diggity. Then Lorenzini, which is the double IPA from Maui, which I feel is a phenomenal beer. I've had Big Swell. I do love some Big Swell, but that third double IPA is... I don't know how I didn't see it, find it sooner.
Sorry.
Calm down.
I didn't do it.
Sorry. I guess I missed Bearded Brewers Bing Con, so I'm sorry, bro.
Did you confuse me and my brother again? Because you called him twice.
True story.
So I was drinking at Rocket Dog Brewing.
I forgot. one.
Oh, okay.
Rocket Dog, tell me about this.
Oh, yeah. Brats?
I did want to suggest that for Greg. He can literally stumble from his hotel. He could stumble into Heroes, go get some comic books. He could stumble over to Rocket Dogs, get a brat and a beer. And then he could stumble over to Lamps Plus and buy a lamp.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
At least a lamp shade.
Right. And then get some tennis shoes at Skechers.
I forgot one.
All in a row.
It's nice. Good day. Welcome to Fresno, bro.
Yes.
I want to throw one in that I forgot that I highly recommend, and that is the Fremont Summer Ale.
Oh, Summer Ale, huh?
Yeah, that's a fucking damn good beer.
Wow.
I was impressed with the IPA.
But summer's over, bro.
It's Fresno. Summer's never over.
never dies.
It's always summer.
But no, it'll be Thanksgiving, and I'll still be wearing shorts. Right? Guarantee you.
No, but yeah, I highly recommend that Fremont Summer Ale. It's the orange can, and it is just I've had it twice now, like months apart, and still phenomenal good. Every time I've had it.
Now I'm gonna look out at Fig. Fig Tree.
Fig Tree has it. Yep.
They're big Fremont people. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know I'm looking out. I'm looking out for Fall Hornin. Can't say I'll drink it, but I haven't seen it.
Really?
That's everywhere right now.
That doesn't seem like something you'd look out for, Fall Hornin.
No, I said I'll look out for it, but I won't drink it.
Oh, yeah, just look out for it. You're like, oh, there it is. Yep. I saw it.
I've seen it three not places so it. Far in town. It didn't take long, but I saw it in three places.
We're trying to break a record here, so.
Do it.
Oh, no.
I love gold. Now, this one is a local Fresno brewer. I don't believe the brothers have had.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I know Greg has now because it's impossible. Dave, I don't think. Dave, I don't think it's had.
Probably not.
Black Ops Brewing.
You've got a bottle of Black Ops.
I've got a Black Ops Valor IPA. Have you had the Valor IPA?
I've had the IPA.
Damn it.
I've had their Black Rye.
Put the cap back on.
Have you had it?
Never mind.
Nick, have you had it?
reverse the I Love Gold.
Hold on, hold on. If Nick hasn't had it.
So
I've had everything gold before everybody knew about it.
This you beer, I think, is, this beer, Mikey, I think is not bad. It's very good from them. The only weird thing I have, I want to try it again. They have the Bayonet Brown, which is their brown ale. But when I had it, I literally asked my bartender, and I was like, did you guys happen to have root beer on this handle before the Black Ops? And he's just like, no. And
you
I was like,
admit it.
I'm all this kind of has a root beer taste to it, and it's just supposed to be a brown ale. And he's just like, you're not the first person to say that. So I want to have it again. I want to try it again.
Sarsaparilla.
So
I found this for locals. You got any good found this at the market, which is on Herndon.
Oh shit!
Really?
Yeah.
Now
the
they
most
had
random
it,
place.
They had it on
in
the
Fresno.
They have
ever.
A they have a nice little inn of bombers.
They do.
And this was completely empty. They had it tagged on the inn. They had it in there. It was completely empty, so I was like, bum, like, I've not tried Black Ops yet. I was like, man, that would have been cool. But they have my grocery, 11 years working in a grocery store, they have a display of bombers where, like, buy 6 bombers and you'll get 10% off or whatever.
That's
so
a terrible
buried
deal.
In that wow. display, sucka. they had one of them in there. Wow. I was like, ah, suckas, pulled it out of the display, bought it. So I was like, yes.
10% off.
When you go to the market, try to find Matt and say hi to him. He's
oh, another Matt.
He's one of the Patreons of the Beer Garden.
Oh, okay. He's a patron, not a Patreon.
I was going to say, wait, yeah, the Beer Garden has a Patreon?
If you'd like, where, what?
Forget, yeah, Patreons. Forget the $5. My whole tin is going now to Tioga.
If you'd like, if you'd like
no,
to,
Dave. That's
if you'd like to support the Perfect Pour, if you'd like this past 2 hours of
wait,
podcasting.
Is that a segue?
Please.
To the show
go
being
to
over.
PerfectPourPod.com.
We can't afford segues.
Click the Patreon page, and you can donate to us on a monthly basis, and you get a little bit of extra audio that Dave and Greg enjoy once in a while.
Yes.
All the time.
And, I mean, all the time.
And because they give us money, they're allowed on the show.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
You get special preference for being guests.
We let you bring us beer.
Yeah, we let you buy us beer as well
actually,
as donate money to
I'm going
to
cancel my next 6 months of Patreon because I brought you all that beer.
You should, dude.
Damn it, he
we
figured
would
it
be
out.
Completely okay with
you
that.
You guys do trades, right?
All I'm saying is that you can completely replace me for $10 more.
All right, so the Black Ops. We're all having this Black Ops for the first time. Me for the first time.
Yeah, me too.
Citrus right off the bat.
While everyone's drinking, I'm looking out for Tioga Sequoia tomorrow. That's what I'm looking out for.
Nice. Yes. You get to enjoy it tomorrow.
Major ups to Tioga Sequoia. I saw Mike's post today that had a celebrity at the beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty badass.
Who was
badass.
That? Who was at the beer garden?
Some dude
he's,
from Food Network.
He's from Food Network. He's a chef named Simon Majumdar. He's a pretty big name in the Food Network world, and I mean, I've seen him on TV quite a bit. And all of a sudden, boom, pops up Mike's post with him mm-hmm. there, and I
was
like,
"Why was he there?
Badass. He was in Fresno for something.
He was in Fresno touring downtown. Mr. Craig Charton doing what he does best, mm-hmm. you know, leading people around.
Does this relate to the restaurant / thing with celebrity Fresno
no,
things?
No,
I don't believe your no right now.
You shouldn't.
So is this the same Simon that does the Bruise
no,
Burgers and Barbecue?
No, that is Michael Simon.
Michael Simon, okay.
Yeah, he's from Iron Chef. This one, gotcha. he's a regular on, I don't know if you guys ever heard or seen the show Cutthroat Kitchen
Mm-mm.
with Alton Brown from Good Eats. He's a judge on there quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Alton tipped him off to come to Fresno.
It, very possible because he was just here a few months back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. Fresno on the food scene.
Boom. Yeah, foodies.
All right, cheers. We're cheersing people now.
Woo!
I'm not sure what's happening. We've never done this far into a show, so. Beer with Friends. Beer with Friends just did that. They finished off the package we sent them. So in their episode California Love, they finished off all our California beers. The Cucumbier was one of them we sent.
Nice.
And it was very, I don't know if you've noticed this, Bearded Brewer, but it's very like, it's yes or no kind of.
Oh, yeah, no.
And there was a very much a no, I don't like this. And there was a very much yes, this is one of the most amazing beers
if you send this beer to me all the time, I'll send you back anything you want. Mm-hmm. It was like totally, it was very separated. It was crazy. Have you experienced that with the cucumber beer?
Yes. The two most common things I hear is, oh, God, this tastes like cucumbers. And I'm like, there's a cucumber on the label. It says cucumber beer and cucumber pilsner. So I couldn't have warned you any more that it says cucumber. And then the other response I always hear is, I don't normally like pilsners. But that is beautiful. That's the yes and no I get is, you should have warned me better, and that is beautiful.
You know the ironic part of that too, because I've been with friends that have had that beer, and I've gotten the exact same comment as the first one, but like it was more of, damn, that tastes just like cucumber. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's weird because you can have that those polar extremes mm-hmm. with the exact same flavor. I love that.
They also General Sherman DDH was a huge hit. Like yes. Everybody loved that for the most part. They have one guy that's because they're back in Wisconsin area,
Wisconsin,
Michigan, Wisconsin area, and so they're not not California Wisconsin. Beer IPA. They have one guy that does not like the California IPAs, so he wasn't a fan. But everyone else is just like yes. The DDH hit big. The Midnight Lightning did well.
Yes.
I messed up and gave them an old bottle of Dust Bowl Hops of Wrath, which I just didn't look at the date because I'm assuming like, oh, you know, we're by Dust Bowl. There can't be an old
didn't
bottle.
Didn't it end up being like a 120 or something like that?
It ended up being 4 months old. And they could taste that it was old, but they were wise enough to know, like, this is a good beer. It's just old. And so we did pretty well on the show. So they were pretty happy with it, seemed like, for the most part. Cheers to the Fresno Grizzlies, our AAA baseball team, our national champions, motherfucker. Hey.
Not only PLC, but national.
That's right. There is no greater minor league baseball team than the Fresno Grizzlies.
Right, Astros.
Just a long home run away from Tiago Sequoia's beer garden.
Mm-hmm. Who's the major league team?
Astros. We beat the Padres.
Go Astros.
For the PCL, played the Padres.
I'm used to team. That. That's fine.
But hey, we were playing for the. So they did. The Padres team did well. I think mm-hmm. Round Rock. I think is the Padres.
I'm glad that they got to the. You know, World Series of minor league.
The Padres, no, Padres not proper didn't get so much.
but I heard Sacramento's Oakland affiliate, Giants affiliate tanked.
Yeah.
Anyways,
suck it.
Womp womp womp.
Cheers to Neil and Wiretech Girl of Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks Freaks podcast. Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast. They tend to interact with us on the Twitters at Perfect4Pod, by the way. And there's and name of the week for me, Beardless_Brewer.
Wow. Nice.
Wow. I don't know if it's a direct hit towards Bearded Brewer 87, but Beardless Brewer.
You shrunk my battleship.
I don't think cheers it's a direct to hit to you, Don, but I think it's a direct hit back to all of the bearded brewers out there.
Yes. Any cheers do you guys have?
I have a cheers to a fellow that called in this evening. I believe his name is Greg from SD Beer Talk. Yes.
Who's that
dude? He called into the voicemail this evening, so cheers to him. You know,
yeah.
Why not?
Cheers to Brian Beagle. Co-host of SD Beer Talk.
Oh, he is doing an amazing job, by the way.
I think he just followed me on Twitter.
So, nice.
You know, it's kind of a big
cheers
deal.
To Brian. Where can you find SD Beer Talk, Greg?
SDBeerTalk.com. Go figure.
Easy.
Twitter, SD Beer Talk. Instagram, SD Beer Talk. Untapped, SD Beer Talk. Brian, as far as to follow
good
him.
Good marketing, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kept everything solid. Mm-hmm. MKBAIN is his Twitter and Instagram and Untapped. You know, some username he chose like 15 years ago that, you know, stuck around.
But you guys are doing good, and you've got
you're in. You figured it out.
Thank you.
You got the show. It usually takes a year to figure out what you're doing.
I see myself as the pimple faced teenager in this whole thing. I mean, you guys are way over 100 episodes. Even 3B Zine is over, 40 or 50 episodes. We're barely at 30 something. So, I feel like I'm a teenager in this whole thing. So, you guys paved the way, and I'm just kind of following you guys. So, I think we all bring a different flavor to the whole thing. So,
ha. Let's see what you did there.
Ha. We're all ingredients in this whole. Never mind. Okay.
But do you have any cheers, Greg?
Well, my co-host Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian's been an amazing co-host since I brought him on.
Is he going to be opening up a brewery? Because he's a home brewer, and everyone sounds like they love his beer.
And
like,
here's the funny
part.
Why
is he not getting hired as a brewer?
He loves talking about it, too, a lot. actually, his stout, his Chenault, is actually pretty freaking good. But I don't see him being a professional brewer. I know a few people like this that are award-winning home brewers, and they just don't have that passion. I mean, because, it's a big jump to go professional, yeah. Not only mentally, but equipment wise. I mean, yeah, you might be able to build an award winning homebrew in 15 gallons.
Yeah.
But come on, push that up 10 times. That's a huge thing.
My wife, Becky's uncle, is an amazing homebrewer. And when you go to him and say, hey, why aren't you doing this for a living? And he's just like, I don't want to ruin it. I'm not interested. So it's just crazy how.
If I had a nickel for every home brewer that saw a full brew scale or volunteered or whatever and said, this is hard work, I'd have a lot of nickels.
Yeah. Because you spend all your time cleaning and all.
Yeah. Okay, you did a little bit of brewing? No, clean this.
Clean it all. Cheers to craft beer in general, man. I know we're going through a weird buyout in the last couple of weeks.
Buyout summer. The summer of buyout.
Yeah, I know. 2015. But you know what? Cheers, man, to craft beer, period. The growth is amazing. I hope we keep going. And I'm talking about everywhere. I mean, there's small cities across the country, this great America that we're in, that have great craft breweries. At least they're brewing, beer that is thoughtful and not just produced crap. And that's kind of where I'm going. So, yeah, cheers to fucking craft beer in general, man. Without that, dude, none of us would have a quote-unquote, side job, I guess. But, I mean, or a real job.
Being a brewer.
Cheers to fucking all this shit, man. This is so fun. Dude, this is the best fucking thing ever, dude. I mean, I'm here
You're here in Fresno because of beer.
I'm driving literally 11 to 12 hours, back and forth from San Diego to Fresno because this is amazing shit, dude. We're doing this is amazing shit we're doing right now, man.
Yeah.
You got to think when you go and think about craft beer, 20 years ago, macros like what we have could just shut down craft beer with advertising.
Oh, yeah.
But now craft beer is such a huge scene, they're having to buy it.
Because they're losing their fucking minds on craft beer right now.
That just tells you how much of a big impact craft beer is actually having in the marketplace.
And the message to all other craft breweries, I know it's tempting, but don't fucking sell out.
Do it, man.
Unless you suck, then go ahead. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, St. Archer, fine. Go ahead. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but.
Sorry, not sorry.
Nick, you have any cheers?
Cheers to Melanie from Beardy and the Beast.
Yes.
Queen of the Damned on Untappd.
Queen of the Damned.
And cheers to Dave for being alive.
Dave!
Coming back and visiting us.
Man.
Thank you, sir.
And Greg for making it all the way up to Fresno.
Yes.
Well, and bringing beer, I'm sure. But,
Beerless or not.
We'll see if you go back with anything.
Actually, all that beer is yours. I'm only taking the ice chest back.
No!
I want the ice chest.
You have friends, right, that like craft beer? Give it to them.
Friends.
No, we don't like friends.
Oh, that's generous.
No? Okay. I mean, you saw a whole case of smoked porter by Stone, by the way.
We don't have anything. We don't have anything, Greg. We have nothing.
Lying.
There's
okay.
no
okay.
reason.
Never mind. I didn't bring anything.
There's nothing. There's no reason to come around here.
That ice chest is all Rebel IPA.
No reason.
Yes.
It's all Clamatos.
The old switcheroo.
You
see?
Guys like Clamatos, don't you? All right, thanks everybody. Dave, did you have some cheers?
I just have one this week, and Nick kind of took it, but I'm going to cheers out to the Queen Beast of Breeding the Beast. She actually started following me on Twitter this past week.
Nice. Nice.
Very thankful for that. So, Queen Beast, there you go. Thank you. Cheers to you. And cheers to all you, actually all you guys and to Greg as well for including me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for everyone. PerfectCourtPod.com if you want to go find out more about the show and talk about it with all your little beer geek friends. Bro, out. If you're out in the Atlantic Ocean and you see a fucking weird fish, and you're like, bro, what the fuck is this? Call us.
Come see this shit. That's the perfect pour. That's the perfect pour. Oh my God. It's so weird.
Woo! Sunburns, do music so we can go home. Everyone can go home. Longest show ever.
I'm so tired.
Hi-yo. More beer.
All right, crack another one. What's next?
Fuck this place.